Price, Hamilton, Matthews, Sacco, Short, and Corona. As for Las Vegas, this is the nine that manager Fran Reardon has put together today. Leading off is the center fielder Drew Avens. Nick Kurtz will follow him at first base. Ben Harris, the designated hitter, bats third. And CJ Alexander over at third base is the cleanup man. Darryl Hernandez, who had a game-tying homer in the eighth inning yesterday, he's starting at short, he'll bat fifth. And Logan Davidson, switch-hitting left fielder, back into the lineup today for the Aviators after a scheduled off day yesterday, he's hitting sixth. In the seventh spot is the right fielder Colby Thomas. Daniel Susak, who had the walk-off yesterday, he is once again catching and batting eighth. And Cooper Bowman, who was activated from the IL today, is making his season debut. He will be at second for the Aviators. One more time for Las Vegas. Avens, Kurtz, Harris, Alexander, Hernandez, Davidson, Thomas, Susak, and Bowman. On the bump this evening for the Las Vegas Aviators is the right-hander Mason Barnett. Barnett, 6 foot, 180-pound right-hander, 24 years old, originally a third-round pick by the Kansas City Royals in 2022, but he was brought over in a trade at the deadline last year as he was dealt from the Royals over to the then Oakland Athletics, now just the Athletics. So he will get the start tonight. Space Cowboys are once again in their road gray jersey tops this evening. Gray pants and the navy caps with vice blue bills. As for the Aviators, they are in their orange jersey tops tonight. They have Aviators in white block lettering across the front, white numbers on the back, white pants, and they have on the darker navy caps with the black bills. So it's Luis Guillorme to lead it off. Third baseman hits from the left side against the right-hander Barnett. And the set and the first offer. And that is driven in the air, foul on the left side for strike number one. Off and running tonight at 6:36 here in the Pacific time zone. The next offer. And Guillorme takes, that is down low. It's one ball and one strike to Luis. The next pitch, and that is taken low and outside. And so Guillorme count ahead in the count, 2-1. The next offer, and Guillorme fouls another one back. Guillorme on the early season batting .244, but a .393 on base percentage as he lofts this one over the netting and foul. And so the count, two balls and two strikes still to the batter Guillorme. The hold and the full kick, the 2-2. And that is rolled first base side. Another set, and the 2-2 delivery. And Guillorme straightens it out and lofts it into center field. It's a leadoff single. So Luis Guillorme, in his 14th game with Sugarland, has now hit safely in all 14 contests. He's on to lead it off, and it'll bring up Shea Whitcomb. Once again, defensively around the right-hander Mason Barnett is Daniel Susak as catcher, Nick Kurtz over at first, Cooper Bowman at second, CJ Alexander over at the hot corner, and Darryl Hernandez at third. So here is Shea Whitcomb off of a 3-for-4 day yesterday, including his third homer of the season. Barnett strides home, and Whitcomb thought about it. They'll appeal over to first. No swing is the call by our first base umpire, Ty Krause. The hold and the 1-0. And Whitcomb fouls it straight back. It's one ball and one strike. Well, Shea hitting .217 on the season, but he has been on a good streak over his last nine games. He's on a nine-game on-base streak, but specifically in his last five, he's 8 for his last 18, and half of those have been for extra base hits. He's gotten three doubles and a homer in that span. Right-hander Barnett holds, and his 1-1 is high, and it's 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, and that is popped high in the air, foul on the right side. It's even at two balls and two strikes now to Shea. Shea, five doubles, three homers, and nine RBIs overall for the season. Yorme, a short leadoff at first after his leadoff single. And the hold and the 2-2. And Whitcomb, did he check his swing? They appeal to first. He did hold up on a breaking ball low and away. Held off on a sweeper that time from Barnett. And so the count has gone full now to Whitcomb. The set, there goes Guillorme, 3-2, and that is hoisted in the air out into right center. Coming sprinting on is Avens. It'll have time to settle underneath it and make the catch for the out. So Whitcomb skies out, and there's one gone now for Jacob Melton. A roster movement for the Space Cowboys today, and specifically yesterday, Nick Hernandez was recalled during our game yesterday as the corresponding move, Luis Contreras, was optioned to Sugar Land post-game a couple of days ago. He has not yet reported, though. First offer, Melton, a line drive into right, but it'll hang up long enough for Thomas to catch it. Guillorme has to retreat. A curveball that Melton just didn't get enough of. And so they're two gone now for Colin Price. Also, the left-hander Brody Rodning was activated off of the IL today. So the Space Cowboys with 26 active players and 14 active pitchers now to go along with their three major league rehabbers. Now, Lance McCullers Jr., he is scheduled to rehab for Corpus later on this week. Here's Price and the first offer. And Price, a high fly ball down the right field line. Foul ground, long run over for Thomas. And the former teammate of Colin Price of Mercer can't track it down as it's well foul for strike number one. No score, Space Cowboys and Las Vegas Aviators just underway here in the top of the first inning. Luis Guillorme with a leadoff single, but the right-hander Mason Barnett has gotten a couple of flyouts from each of the next two batters. The hold by the right-hander Barnett, and a pickoff throw to first, Guillorme with a belly flop back into the bag. As that is disengagement number one. Price hitting .311 this year in 13 games. A couple of doubles, a triple, three homers, and 11 RBIs for the Space Cowboys catcher tonight. Barnett holds in the 0-1. Taken upstairs, a fastball at 93. Also, the count goes even at 1-1. Well, the scouting report on the right-hander Barnett primarily relies on his four-seam fastball, but he also throws a sweeper, a changeup, a curveball, and occasionally a slider. Operating out of the stretch with a man at first, the 1-1. And Price holds off of a sweeper that missed outside. And it's 2-1 now. Barnett, the last time that he threw was against El Paso last week. He got knocked around a little bit at altitude. Lasted just 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 6 runs on 8 hits. The 2-1. And Price got underneath it, pops it up into right. Thomas and Avens, who's going to call for it? It's going to be Avens, and he'll squeeze it for out number three. Sugarland gets a leadoff single, but nothing else in a scoreless first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Sugarland nothing, Las Vegas coming to bat next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Space Cowboys unable to convert a leadoff single into any offense, so they'll turn to the right-hander Aaron Brown tonight. Brown, the 6'4", 230-pound right-hander, 26 years old, taken in the ninth round of the 2021 draft by the Astros out of Middle Tennessee State. We get Drew Avins, the center fielder, to lead it off. Left-handed batter against the right-handed hurling Brown. Righty sets and deals. And Avins pops this one up out into left field. Long run over, and it's going to fall fair just inside of the line. Sacco's up with it, and he won't have a chance to throw as Avins is in with a flare double that touched down on the line. So Avins gets his second double of the year. There's a man on now for the ever-dangerous Nick Kurtz. That is just a tough result there. For Aaron Brown, he jammed him in with a fastball. Exit velo was under 70 miles an hour, and it was literally right on the line, but it was a fair ball, and it brings up Nick Kurtz, left-handed batting first baseman for the Aviators. Brown heaves a sigh, checks the runner Avins, looks again, and the pitch. And Kurtz takes it as a changeup, misses low, and Price is going to challenge. So we'll take a look here as Sugarland uses their first challenge of this series. And that changeup was mostly in the zone, so a very good challenge there for Colin Price. It overturns a ball that was called by our home plate umpire, David Arrieta. And now I think that Price is going to need something with his pitch com, not something we normally see, but there was an earpiece that was coming off of that. And he's going to bail on the earpiece and instead just put the piece of equipment that you fit up underneath your cap into the side of his head. So that way he can call pitches out to Aaron Brown and make sure that he's hitting the right buttons. So everything is reset here. It's an 0-1 count. The pitch and a swing and a miss by Kurtz on a slider, and it's 0-2. But there has maybe been no hitter that has been hotter early on in the season then Nick Kurtz. He's batting .344 in 15 games. Six doubles, seven homers, and 22 driven in. The 0-2. And a slider down on the dirt laid off that time. It's 1-2. Space Cowboys were able to limit him yesterday. Kurtz went 0-4. Struck out twice against the left-hander Colton Gordon. And he flied out to right and grounded out to first in his four trips up. Avins off of second after his leadoff double. And the 1-2, down with another curveball that time. And so the count evens up at 2-2. Well, for Brown coming into today, 0-3 in his first three outings. And so far he has given up five earned runs in each of his first three times out. Avins going for third. Step off the throw to third. Guillorme, the tag, and they got him. Brown was very alert. He did a great job there as Avins took off for second, or from second, over to third with Guillorme shifted around, but a perfect throw from Brown. He threw it right to the front edge of the bag, and Guillorme was able to get the tag down. So Avens, for a second time in as many games, is thrown out on the bases trying to steal in the first inning. That caught stealing goes 1-5. One out now, and the 2-2. And Kurtz hits a high towering fly ball right field towards the warning track. Hamilton is there, and he reaches up and squeezes it above his head with two hands for out number one. Heart in your throat for a second there. Kurtz just got a touch underneath it, and that is out number two. But because Avens aggressively tried to steal third, I mean, if he stays at second, that ball would have allowed him to tag up and score, and now you'd have a man at third with only one out. But instead, it's Harris with two gone, and the base is empty, the right-handed batting DH. First offer. And that is taken high for ball number one. No score, Space Cowboys and Aviators here in the first. The pitch. And that is skied. Third base side, foul ground. Guillorme over towards the dugout. He's going to lead, but it's five rows deep. And out of play.
Remember, free souvenirs do not come without risks. Keep your eyes on the action.
So it's a 1-1 count now to Harris. Now Harris, in yesterday's game, was batting second. He lined out to center a couple of times, popped out to first. He drew a walk in the seventh, but nothing else came of it. Right-hander Brown sets and deals the 1-1. Low and in with a slider. And it goes to 2-1 now to Harris. Infield plays for the right-hander to pull. Shortstop Zach Short is very deep. 2-1. Driven in the air to center. That sends back Corona. He's still going back, but just shy of the wall. Out in the triangle in right center. He's there, and he's got it for out number three. A double, but a caught stealing, and a couple of flyouts. Aaron Brown faces the minimum in the first inning. We head on to the second. Scoreless, Sugarland and Las Vegas on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
We move to the second inning. No score between Sugarland and Las Vegas. Quincy Hamilton leads it off for the Space Cowboys. Right-hander Mason Barnett out for a second inning of work after he got around a leadoff single in the first. Hamilton takes as a curveball, falls in for strike number one. Quincy hitting 115 in the early going of the season. 15 games, a home run, and three RBIs. Drives this one in the air to center. And it'll hang up as Avens started back two steps, comes on casually, and makes the catch for the out. So a risky way to live early on for Mason Barnett. All four of his outs have been in the air, but only one of them has been struck well enough, and that that was the fly ball to right by Melton that was more on a line than a pop out. So now it's Bryce Matthews, who had the day off yesterday and is in from the right side. Pitch on the way, and Matthews cuts over a fastball at 93 for strike number one. Obviously, Matthews is back here after he was part of Sugarland's AAA National Championship team last year. 0-1, that is shot the opposite way. That's carrying. Thomas is back. He reaches up, but it is into the bullpen and gone. 2 games at Las Vegas Ballpark in his career for Bryce Matthews, and he has homered in both of them. And the Space Cowboys take a 1-0 lead here in the second inning. Oppo Taco for Matthews that just got over the 8-foot wall and right. Something about Las Vegas for Bryce Matthews. He had his first Triple-A homer here last year to dead center in the Triple-A National Championship game, and he gives the Space Cowboys an early 1-0 lead. Now it's Tommy Sacco Jr., and the pitch to him grounded the opposite way, inside of third and past Alexander and into left. Wide turn of first for Sacco, but it's picked up on the line by Davidson, but that'll hold him to a single. However, Space Cowboys have gotten a couple of hits here in this second inning. And a man on now for Zach Short. So now it's Short from the right side. As the set on the first offer, and Short fouls it straight back for strike number one. Short so far this season, 175 batting average, but a 411 on base percentage. The kick in the 0-1. Checks his swing and takes a called strike, and Short is going to challenge this call. He didn't like where that call came on a sweeper. Space Cowboys have already challenged once and gotten it overturned. We get another look here, and that sweeper was, by the slimmest of margins, on the outside corner. That's not a bad pitch for Short to challenge. Borderline for sure, but instead it is strike number two to the right-handed batting shortstop. Lead off of first by Sacco. And Bardetto 2. And that is taken high with a fastball at 94. Now Short entered today 15 walks on the season. Still the most in the PCL. Right-hander Barnett. Here's his 1-2. Taken strike three called. I think that Short was probably looking for that sweeper again, and instead a perfectly placed fastball by Barnett, and he gets his first strikeout of the night. So with a man at first and two outs, it's Kennedy Corona. First offer to him. And Corona takes high for a ball. It's 1-0. You know, it's a shame yesterday in the ninth inning, Corona really got a hold of a ball that he lined the opposite way that would have maybe started a rally for Sugarland in the ninth, but he hit it right at Nick Kurtz, who at that time was playing off the line. Next offer. And Corona fouls it back to the screen. And so it's one ball and one strike now. Kurtz is holding on Sacco over at first. After his one-out single, Space Cowboys leading at 1-0 on the solo homer by Bryce Matthews, his first of the season. Pickoff throw over to first, and Sacco back in with a dive. Now Corona hitting .213 on the year in 14 games. Three doubles, a homer, and seven RBIs. Yesterday ended up going 1-for-4 with a run scored. Here's the 1-2. There goes the runner. The pitch is down low. The throw to second is high, and it comes out of the glove of Hernandez as he tries to slap the tag on to Sacco. And so Tommy is in with a stolen base, and Sugarland's got a man in scoring position. was a 1-1 pitch that was low, so it's actually 2-1 now to Corona. And for Sacco, that is his second stolen base of the year in two tries. The 2-1. And Corona, there's a lash down the right field side, but it was foul off the bat. Now the count goes even at 2-2. Wind is gusting slightly out towards left at the moment. Firmer breeze here today than we've had over the last couple of days in Vegas. The 2-2. Breaking ball. There's that sweeper from the righty Bardet, and it misses wide. And so Corona has worked a full count with Luis Guillorme on deck. Sacco leading off of second. And now the payoff. Runner goes for third, and this is grounded out to short. A three-hopper collected by Hernandez. Throw to first. That is in time. And that's how the top of the second comes to a close. However, Space Cowboys get the first run of the game thanks to a solo homer by Bryce Matthews. They do leave one on two hits, and we head to the bottom of the second. It's Sugarland 1, Las Vegas nothing. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
One nothing Space Cowboys as we start the second inning. So Aaron Brown back out for a second frame of work. He'll get 4-5-6. Alexander Hernandez and Davidson, the 3-2 up. After Brown gave up a flare double down the left field line to start the first inning. But then Drew Avens was thrown out attempting to steal third. Here's Alexander, and the first pitch to him. That's a changeup to start off the at-bat. And it's strike number one. Now, Alexander in the game yesterday came a triple shy of the cycle. He homered, doubled, singled, and drove in three. The 0-1. Taken a little above the letters. Fastball at 90 miles an hour, and it's even at one ball and one strike. Alexander now hitting .281 on the season in 15 games for the Aviators. 1-1, and that is cranked down the right field line, but that is curling foul. Also didn't quite have the home run distance either. So with that, it's one ball and two strikes to Alexander. Slightly altitude proofed here in Las Vegas, but not all the way. This ballpark is a little gettable, as we saw yesterday. 1-2. Alexander pulls his hands in from a tight fastball. The count evens up at 2-2. It's 340 down both lines. There's a 14-foot high wall in left, and it's a 20-foot wall right at the foul pole in right. Alexander whiffs and misses here, and he strikes out on a fastball. Brown gets his first strikeout of the night, one gone for Daryl Hernandez. Rest of the dimensions here at the ballpark, it's 380 to either power alley, 415 to straightaway center field. Wall out in center is 10 feet high. Wall that's in left field is 14 feet high all the way down. First off to Hernandez. And that has taken out her half for a strike. It is 0-1. The unique feature about this ballpark, strictly from the field perspective, along with the slightly higher walls in left and right, as the set in the 0-1 is taken out low, it's 1-1, is that there is a little bit of a triangle for the center field wall. It comes to a point just to the right of the 415 sign, but then also it ends up kind of taking a turn back out towards right and then straightens up. Little flare into right center. This could be trouble, and it'll drop out of the range of Corona. Zach Short, who just went sprinting out to try and catch that ball, then turns around and races back to second. That'll hold Hernandez to just a flare single. So two hits tonight for Aaron Brown. Neither one of them has been hit particularly hard. So now with the man on, it's the left fielder Logan Davidson. But there is a little bit of a triangle in straightaway center, and then another one towards the right center field power alley. That's where Jacob Melton tried to run a ball down yesterday. Davidson shows bunt, pulls back, throw down to first on an inside pitch, and a nice job by Whitcomb to move into foul ground to keep it from going anywhere. A lot of moving parts, but just ball one to Davidson, the switch hitter batting left against the righty Aaron Brown. 1-0 Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the second. As Brown readies and out of the stretch, here comes the 1-0. That is driven well. Out into left center, heading back on this one, but that is up, and it is off the top of the wall, and it is gone. First home run of the season by Davidson. Fastball that just got left right over the middle of the plate, and it bounces over the top railing out in left center, and the Aviators strike back with a home run of their own. They take a 2-1 lead. So Davidson, in his 14th game, hits his first homer and drives in his third and fourth of the year. Pitch on the way, and Thomas way out in front of a changeup for strike one. So a bloop and a blast has given Vegas the lead here in the second. Next offer. Swing and a miss. Sped him up with a fastball that time, and it's 0-2. Well, Colin Price, who's behind the plate, probably has a pretty good scouting report on Colby Thomas. The two of them were teammates in their time at Mercer. The 0-2 popped up, jammed him, and that's flied out into shallow center. Matthews gets to the spot about 20 feet in center and calls for it and makes the catch for out number two.
Batting eighth, the catcher, number 21, Daniel Susek.
So with two gone, it brings up Daniel Susek, right-handed batting catcher. For Brown, that is now six home runs that he's allowed in his last three outings, including tonight. Fastball is over for a strike. It is 0-1. He gave up a couple of home runs against Albuquerque in his last outing last week. And then three in his start against Durham in the last road trip. 0-1 fisted the opposite way and towards the first base dugout foul. And it's 0-2 now to Susek. Now, Susek had a perfect day at the plate yesterday, two doubles, a single, and then the second pitch that he got from Blake Wyman, he hit for a walk-off solo home run. It actually cleared the pool that's out in right center field. The 0-2, fouled back. I'll say it 0-2 now to Susek. First time the Space Cowboys had allowed a walk-off home run since back at the end of April of last season, which was also part of a two-week road trip for Sugarland through Reno and then El Paso. 0-2. Out in front of Lofter, backing up short, and with a leap, he brings it in for out number three. Very athletic play from Zach Short as he backs up into the shallow outfield and brings it in. However, damage done. Two-run score on the two-run homer by Logan Davidson. We move to the third. It's Las Vegas 2 and Sugar Land 1, as Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Own a piece of history and purchase your very own 2024 AAA National Championship ring. A limited number of fan rings are available with three different options that all include the sizing of your own ring along with having your own name on it. For details, go to slspacecowboys.com. Top of the order is Luis Guillorme leads it off, and the first pitch misses low and in for ball number one. Guillorme led off the game with a single back in the first inning. Here's the 1-0, and he swings and just catches a piece of it foul. One ball and one strike from the right-hander Mason Barnett. 2-1 now in favor of the Aviators here in this third inning. A two-run homer by Logan Davidson, putting Las Vegas back in front. 1-1. And that's low. Now Guillorme now on a 14-game on-base streak. Now scored 6 runs for the Space Cowboys, trying to be a table setter here. The 2-1 offer. Inner edge strike. Went with a changeup that time, and so the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Guillorme. Barnett, with his toes pointed towards third, deals home. And a 2-2, he jammed him. Bouncer over to first, collected off his right side by Kurtz, underhands it to a covering Barnett, and there's one gone. As we said last season, Barnett was in the Royals organization. He was originally a third-round pick by Kansas City out of Auburn. However, he was acquired by the Athletics from Kansas City along with Will Klein, a right-handed pitcher, and Jared Dickey, an outfielder. That was part of a trade that sent Lucas Ursig, who is the setup man for the A's, over to Kansas City. First pitch curve, front door, and a righty-righty matchup to Whitcomb for strike number one. So Barnett, part of that trade, pitching a triple-A for the first time this year. 0-1, Whitcomb fooled on a sweeper as he swings through it, and it's 0-2. Last season after the trade, he went to Midland and made 7 outings there, went 4-2 with a 2.61 ERA. The hold and the 0-2 pitch. And Whitcomb takes strike three called. Fastball at 93 put on the outer edge. So he pitched Whitcomb backwards. Went changeup or curveball sweeper and then painted a fastball. Two gone and Jacob Melton coming to bat. Two-one, Aviators leading as the pitch. And Melton fouls it straight back for strike number one. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Sugarland. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Wind has died down a little bit. 0-1, fastball in tight to the left-handed batting Melton. It's even at 1-1. Hey, Here's the offer. Changeup not close, and it's 2-1 now. Reinhinder Barnett, the 2-1. And another changeup downstairs, 3-1 to Melton. When we talked about it yesterday, Melton obviously doubled the opposite way. And ever since he's come off of the IL, tonight is his fifth game. Everything that he has hit seems like when he's put it in play, it has been hit very hard. The set and the 3-1. And that's a grounder up the middle. Backhanded pick by Hernandez. Fires on to first, and it's in time. And that's another one. Melton hit that 107 off the bat. He came into today leading minor league baseball, at AAA at least, for average exit velocity among players with at least 10 plate appearances. He grounds out here. Barnett executes the shutdown inning. We head to the bottom of the third. It's now the Aviators 2 and the Space Cowboys 1 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Two-one in favor of Las Vegas as we start the bottom of the third inning. Nine-hole hitter Cooper Bowman, the second baseman, leads it off for the Aviators. Right-hander Aaron Brown brings it home for Sugarland. Bowman fouls the first one back for strike one. First game of the season for Bowman. He was activated off of the IL today. Last season, 118 games, most of them at AA Midland. He hit .262 in the A's organization. The 0-1. Takes down low. Price tried to frame it. No luck, and the count goes even at 1-1. Bowman did get up to play in Las Vegas last year in 38 games. Hit .218, eight doubles, a couple of triples, and 17 RBIs. 80 games with Midland, he had .281. Here's the 1-1. Inside edge strike, and it goes to 1-2 now to Bowman. The set on the pitch, and that is high. So the count goes to 2-2. The set on the offer, and Bowman skies this one into left field. That sends back Sacco. He's over towards the warning track, but he has space, and over his left shoulder, he's there to make the catch. Well in front of the 380 sign for out number one. So a fly ball out to the track, one gone, and it turns the lineup back over to Drew Avens. We mentioned Aaron Brown 0-for-3 this year, but unfortunately this season Brown has not gotten really any run support, as this is lofted out into left center. Corona comes racing over, and he slides into a dive, knee first, and brings it in for out number two. It's a really nice running catch by Kennedy Corona, who had to go into a slightly awkward slide, but two gone, and Nick Kurtz the batter. The Browns so far this year, including the run that was scored tonight when Matthews hit his solo homer back in the second, has gotten exactly three runs of support in now his four starts for Sugarland. Pitch is a little tall for a ball. It is 1-0. Objectively, Space Cowboys starters have not gotten a ton of support this year. The most is Colton Gordon, who obviously the Space Cowboys scored five runs behind him last night, and that gave Sugarland nine runs scored in Gordon's starts. 1-0 is high, and it's two balls and no strikes to Kurtz. 2-1 in favor of Las Vegas here in the bottom of the third inning. A two-run homer by Logan Davidson driving in the only runs for Las Vegas. 2-0 is a backdoor change in for a strike, and it's 2-1 now. So Brown trying to turn in a 1-2-3 third to match the right-hander Mason Barnett. Operating from the first base side of the rubber to the left-hander, the 2-1. Grounded the opposite way. This might be a shift beater. Guillorme dives and collects it. He's not going to have a throw to first, but Guillorme probably just saved it from being a double there. However, Kurtz collects the single he's on and brings up Brett Harris. Take nothing away from Guillorme, who had to go into a full dive and at an entire stretch bring that in for out number or to prevent Kurtz from advancing any further. So he's on with two outs, and here's Harris, the pitch. Taking low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Now Harris, a fly out to deep center his first time up. Corona is shaded slightly over towards right. Left fielder Sacco straight away and very deep in left. 1-0. Low, two balls and no strikes. The set and the offer, and that is fouled back. And it goes even at, or it goes to two balls and one strike to the batter, Harris. Matthews shaded up the middle at second. And here comes the 2-1. Breaking ball shot towards the gap in right center, but Hamilton angles over, and he's got a beat on it. One-handed catch over his cap, and Brown gives up a two-out single, but nothing else in a scoreless bottom of the third. We move on to the fourth. It's Las Vegas 2, Sugarland 1. Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
We head on to the fourth inning. Space Cowboys trailing Las Vegas 2-1. They just made the wrong pick here in the stadium. They said that the third base side did a better job with Sweet Caroline than the first base side did with Take Me Home Country Roads as the sing-along. That was just incorrect. Pitch misses into Colin Price. It's one ball and no strikes to lead things off. Right-hander Mason Barnett out for a fourth inning of work. 1-0 way inside. Price throws his hips back to avoid being hit, and it's 2-0. Colin just got underneath one his last time up. Back in the first, he flied out to center. Space Cowboys only run a solo homer by Bryce Matthews as the 2-0 again skied to center. Avens having to come a long way in. He'll get to the spot and make a jogging catch. It looked like Cooper Bowman went out to try and catch that ball, and he totally lost sight of it in the twilight skies as night descends here in Las Vegas. Last little bit of pale blue sky is overhead, but the lights are fully on here at Las Vegas Ballpark, and the strip, which we can see well beyond us here in Summerlin, down into the valley in Las Vegas, begins to illuminate. First offer to Hamilton is fouled back for strike number one. Space Cowboys have gotten the ball in the air a lot tonight, but only Matthews has really been able to do damage with it. Otherwise, Guillorme and Sacco have hit a couple of singles. The set in the 0-1. Low and in with a fastball. It's even at one ball and one strike. Barnett out of the full wind, the 1-1. And Hamilton yanks it, but he's just out in front and fouls it down the right field line for strike number two. Now Quincy walked a couple of times yesterday, stole a base and scored a run. Otherwise, he flied out to deep right field and lined out to left. One, two, driven to right center, or left center, but Avens, another jog over. And the outfielders are getting their work in tonight. It's a line out to center by Hamilton, two gone. But now that's eight in a row retired by Barnett. And here comes Bryce Matthews, who homered his last time up. First pitch on the way to Matthews, and he takes patiently, but a curveball drops in at the bottom of the zone for a strike. So for Matthews, that home run is first of the season and his fourth run driven in. The 0-1, low and outside with a sweeper, cutting away from the right-handed batter. It's even at one ball and one strike. 10-foot high wall and right, Matthews just got it over it, 1-1. Ground ball, left side and through, out of the range of Alexander. And a sharp grounder from Matthews. He's got a two-hit night. So we'll see if Sugarland can get a two-out rally going here as Tommy Sacco Jr. comes to bat. And for Bryce Matthews, this is just his second multi-hit game so far of the season. Hopefully he can get it rolling here. Space Cowboys did enter today with the lowest batting average in the Pacific Coast League. First offer to Sacco, way high. Now back pick to first, and Matthews is back in standing as Kurtz received it in front of second, or in front of first, closer to home. Just ball one to Sacco. And Tommy, his first time up, opposite field single. The 1-0. Curveball cued off the end of the bat, and it's even at 1-1. Sacco had a big performance in the AAA National Championship game last season for the Space Cowboys. Remember, they were here at Las Vegas Ballpark, ended up going 2-for-5, drove in a run, and scored a run as well. Matthews off of first, the 1-1, and Sacco cuts through an elevated fastball. It's 1-2. As a matter of fact, Tommy in the postseason went 4-for-13 and drove in 3 for the Space Cowboys. They got the start at second base in all 3 games for Sugarland. See if Matthews is on the move here with 2 gone and a 1-2 count. Right-hander Barnett, long hold and deals way up and in. And Sacco has to limbo out of the way of a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. So it's even at 2-2 now. Shortstop Hernandez is playing mostly up the middle with Sacco batting from the left side. The 2-2. Breaking ball. That's hit the opposite way. Hernandez has to go to his left. Pops up. Throws to first. Not in time. And Sacco has another single that he knocked the opposite way. That time it was a changeup that was off of the plate. He just kind of scooped it the other direction. Hernandez did a great job to even get a glove to it. But now two men on with two outs, and it's Zach Short. Space Cowboys trailing at 2-1 here in the fourth inning. So they had Alexander more down towards the line there. Hernandez had to cover a decent amount of ground. So now it's Short, who his first time up struck out looking the pitch. And that is way high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Short, three doubles, three homers, and six RBIs for the Space Cowboys. He had homered in back-to-back games entering this series. The kick and the 1-0 offer. Another up-and-in fastball. That was around the hands of Short. The count goes to two balls and no strikes. With a right-handed batter, Kurtz is playing off of the bag, so Sacco's got a pretty good walking lead off of first, the 2-0. Off the outside edge with a fastball at 93. And it's gone to three balls and no strikes, as Barnett is now up to 63 pitches on the night. 39 of them have been for strikes. 3-0 to Short. And the 3-0, that's inside, nearly hit him. Instead, though, it's ball four. The 16th walk of the season for Zach Short in 15 games, and the bases are now juiced for Kennedy Corona. And that is going to draw Susak out to the mound to go have a conversation with his right-hander. Today's health tip is brought to you by Houston Methodist Primary Care Group. Your health and wellness checkups are important. Houston Methodist Primary Care Group has you covered with more than 40 convenient locations across the greater Houston area. Video visits are available along with same-day visits when you're sick. For more information on primary care or to schedule an appointment, visit HoustonMethodist.org/PCG. Houston Methodist is the official health care provider of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Houston Methodist, leading medicine. So the first walk for Barnett loads it up with two outs and the first pitch, and Corona swings and skies it. Right side near the dugout, Kurtz is over, but it's on top of the dugout, foul for strike one. And we saw whenever Sugarland was at home last week against Albuquerque, had several bases loaded opportunities. They were really able to cash in on the Sunday finale whenever Colin Price hit the first grand slam of the season. For Corona, this is the sixth time he's batting with the bases full this year, the 0-1. He is high, it's 1-1. Corona is 1-for-5. He does have four RBIs in that span. Matthews on third, Sacco at second, Short at first. The 1-1, and a curveball falls in on the outer edge for a strike. Big pitch that time for Barnett, and he's ahead in the count 1-2. Corona, his first time up, a sharp ground out to Short. Barnett, the 1-2. And it's fouled straight back. It came at him with a high fastball, and Corona just got a piece of it right back into the netting. Inning started with a fly out by Price Hamilton, then lined out to center. And Bryce Matthews singled through the left side. Sacco with an infield single, and Short with a four-pitch walk. Another 1-2 to Corona, and he checks his swing on an inner edge fastball. They appeal to first. He did not go around on the check by Ty Krause. Get another look at the replay here. Yeah, Corona, he didn't even come close to that. Nice job on the check swing. Bases loaded and two out. Space Cowboys down a run. The 2-2. And Corona, a grounder up the middle, fielded at second by Bowman. Easy lob to first in time. Sugarland loads them up with two outs in the inning, but they are unable to plate a run. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas 2, Sugar Land 1. Now this from your local stations.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Space Cowboys trailing against the Las Vegas Aviators 2-1. Aaron Brown back out for a third frame of work. I think it's C.J. Alexander, left-handed hitting third baseman. First pitch on the way home, and Alexander fouls it straight back for strike number one. Alexander 0-1 today as he struck out on a fastball his last time up in the second. Was originally a 20th round pick by the Braves in 2018 out of State College of Florida. The set in the 0-1. And that has taken a little low. Space Cowboys only have one challenge left, so no challenge on that curve. And it would have been a ball off the plate. And so the count evens at 1-1 now to Alexander. Brown, a long hold, belt high, pitch clock to two, and he deals. And a rip and a miss at a fastball here. And it's 1-2. Of course, the Space Cowboys saw CJ's brother, Blaze Alexander, in the PCL Championship Series last season. His brother has made it to the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. Alexander has only played in four games in his major league career. He got up with the Kansas City Royals last season before he was designated for assignment, released, and then claimed off waivers by the A's. Fouls this one straight back. And it'll stay at 1-2. Alexander was a pretty good prospect in his time in the Braves organization. However, he didn't really have any opportunity to break into the majors because, well, they have pretty good third baseman in Austin Riley. Bouncer foul over on the first base side. It's the same reason that Drew Lugbauer, who was here last season with the Oakland A's, was ultimately traded away from the Braves organization after a long time in the minors. They have Matt Olson at first, so they don't really need a first baseman. 1-2 is popped up. Back of home, Price along with Whitcomb converging. Whitcomb calls for it, and in the heel of his first baseman mitt, about 10 feet in foul territory down the first base line, makes the catch for out number one. So with one gone, it'll bring up Daryl Hernandez. Brown has settled in nicely. Really, he's only made one mistake tonight. That was to Logan Davidson. First offer to Hernandez. And this is rolled foul over towards the Space Cowboys dugout on the third base side for strike one. Hernandez, a little flare single into center. It wasn't hit well at all, but just dropped into no man's land with Corona playing so deep and with there being so much acreage here in this park. Changeup misses the outer corner to the right-handed batter, and it goes even at 1-1. Davidson then hit a two-run homer to left. Those are the only runs that have scored tonight for the Aviators. 1-1, Hernández slaps it back foul. Meanwhile, for Sugarland, Space Cowboys loaded the bases up with two outs in the top of this fourth inning and were unable to convert the scoring chance. Bryce Matthews, a solo homer in the second, their only run of the ball game. Next pitch, grounder goes off of Brown's glove. It ricochets out towards second. Matthews will scoop, but it turns into a single for Hernández. But Brown, he did the right thing. He reached out with his glove, but it went off the tip of the webbing when Matthews looked like he was positioned behind him, and it turns into a single. Just a bad bounce there for Brown. And now he once again has a man on with Logan Davidson coming to bat. Well, this has to be the year for Logan Davidson as he takes one down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Davidson, a former first-round pick by the Athletics, now 27 years old. He was drafted by the A's, 29th overall out of Clemson back in 2019. The hold on the 1-0. Down in the dirt, a nice stop by Price. And the count evens up at 1-1. So this is the last year of his minor league contract with the A's. It has not appeared in the majors yet. Last season, 87 games with Las Vegas. He made it to AAA for the first time in 23. Hoists this one down the left field line, but that'll be foul by more than a couple of feet. And the count goes to 2-1 now to Davidson. Did hit 300 last year in 87 games with Las Vegas. 901 OPS, 23 doubles, 4 triples, and 14 homers. Drove in 51 and scored 59 runs. Left fielder waits from the left side. Brown just peeks over his shoulder quickly, and then Hernández goes back into the base. A little cat and mouse game as he checks in on Hernández. Guillorme is playing where you would normally see a shortstop as the 2-1 is down. That goes to 3-1 to Davidson. Now Corona is still straight away in center. Short is one step to the third base side of second and pushed all the way back to the edge of the outfield grass. Now he and Guillorme talking about the little space between them, how they would handle it. 3-1 is drilled out towards right field. Corona is back, but that one is into the pool. A splash landing for Logan Davidson. His second two-run homer of the game, and it's 4-1 Las Vegas here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, last time Brown threw him a fastball over the plate. This time a changeup that found the middle of the zone, and Davidson did not miss. Splash landing into the pool. And the Aviators add on another couple here in the bottom of the fourth. So still one out, and now it's Colby Thomas. First offer to him. And Thomas drives this one towards the left center field gap. Sacco coming over and out of run. He's got it chest high. And so that is out number two. So just tough for Brown that he's been put in a spot with Hernández on base. He's had to throw out of the stretch. And Davidson has gotten him both times tonight. And now with two gone, it's Susak. The pitch to him. Fastball, outer half to the right-handed batter. Right above the knees for strike one. Now Susak, a fly out to short. Zach Short, the Space Cowboys shortstop, making a nice running catch to bring it in. Quick pitch from Brown. He missed inside with the fastball, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Brown now up to 71 pitches tonight. 43 of them have been for strikes. Space Cowboys bullpen has just started milling a little bit. 1-1 is in there, and it's 1-2. Remember, Forrest Whitley is scheduled to throw what Joe Espada described as one-plus innings in the contest tonight. Caleb Ort is also scheduled to throw on a back-to-back this evening. The set by Brown and the 1-2. And that is shot out into right center and down for a base hit. It'll two-hop to Corona, but a low liner that was well over the infield. And Susak has his fifth hit of this series. They'll bring up Cooper Bowman. The hold and the offer, and that is inside for a ball, 1-0 to Bowman. Now Bowman, his first time up, flied out to left. Space Cowboys trailing it 4-1. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Logan Davidson has hit two-run homers for the Aviators. Here's the 1-0. Down low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Now Bowman was originally drafted by the New York Yankees in the fourth round in 2021 out of Louisville. As Colin Price is going to come out and hand deliver the ball to Aaron Brown, give him a couple of pats on the back as they stare out towards the scoreboard and talk things over on this mound visit. Bowman, though, was traded from the Athletics, or from the Yankees to the Athletics. He was part of that deal that ended up sending Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino to New York. Ken Waldichuk, J.P. Sears, Luis Medina and Bowman were the four players that the Athletics got back. This pitch is driven down the left field line, and that is a foul ball. And so it's now 2-1. However, Bowman ended up not being placed on the 40-man roster, and as a result, the Cincinnati Reds selected his contract in the Rule 5 draft, but then ended up having to return him to the Athletics in early March of this last year. The 2-1. He is in there for a strike. So the Reds took him in the Rule 5 draft, but ended up not utilizing him. And so he was returned to Las Vegas, or returned to the Athletics, and ultimately here in Las Vegas. 2-2. Outside missed, and the count has run full now to Bowman. Center fielder Corona mostly straight away. Hamilton set back a little bit in straightaway rights. Infield swung around for the right-hander Bowman to pull. 3-2, runner goes. Pitch is off the plate. Fastball missed for ball four. So a walk to the bottom of the order, and that'll flip it back over to Drew Avins. No one is throwing yet for the Space Cowboys. But Blake Wyman, with a hoodie on out there, is still throwing a weighted plyo ball off of the wall. Pinch on the way, and that one is popped up. Avins got underneath it. Right center, Hamilton a long run in, but he will get to the spot and off his right shoulder make the catch, and Brown limits the damage, stranding two in the bottom of the fourth. But the Aviators send seven men to the plate, and Logan Davidson hits his second home run of the game. We move on to the fifth. It's now the Aviators 4 and the Space Cowboys 1 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care. It heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need, from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always.
4-1 in favor of Las Vegas as we start the fifth inning. Luis Guillorme set to lead it off for the Space Cowboys. We have to wait a moment as the promo team finds their way off the field in the left field corner. Guillorme, Whitcomb, and Melton, the 3-2 up against the right-hander Mason Barnett, out for the fifth after 71 pitches to get through his first four innings of work tonight. First pitch to Guillorme, and that is taken inside, a fastball at 91. It's 1-0. Aviators have a couple of relievers who are just moving around in their pen, but no one is quite throwing yet. The 1-0. Guillorme bends back the hips and takes in 2 balls and 0 strikes. Luis has one of the 5 hits for Sugarland today. 4 of them have been singles, including his leadoff knock back in the first. 2-0 delivery. Taking a changeup that finds the outer half for a strike. It's 2-1. Space Cowboys got off to a 1-0 lead in the second on a solo homer by Bryce Matthews. Logan Davidson has hit 2 2-run homers. 2-1 grounded out to second. A worm burner that's collected out in shallow right by Bowman. And he fires to first, out number 1. Take in Space Cowboys games your way with a customizable mini plan. Plans start with as few as 3 games starting at $45, with the option to add on additional games. To sign up for a mini plan today, head to slspacecowboys.com/tickets. First offer to Whitcomb. He lifts up the hands and takes a fastball that whizzes by his belt buckle for ball number 1. Jay 0 for 2 today. He's flied to center and struck out looking. The 1-0. Swings over a changeup, and the count evens up at 1-1. Right-hander Mason Barnett, the 1-1. Another pitch inside, and it's 2-1. Here's the next offer. And Whitcomb patiently takes the low and outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. She just got underneath the pitch back in the first inning. And then they pitched him backwards his last time up and ultimately flied out. 3-1. He is a high chopper out to short. Hernandez, though, with a skip, has it chest high and slings a dart to first. Whitcomb is retired for the second out. Sugarland had a scoring opportunity an inning ago in the fourth. They got singles from Matthews and Sacco and short walks, but ultimately a ground out ended the scoring threat. And now it's Jacob Melton. Left-handed batting outfielder, slightly open stance as he waits. And the first pitch home. And Melton takes a changeup towards the inner half, about belt high, for strike number 1. And Melton rated as either the number 2 or number 3 prospect in the Astros organization, depending on which service he used. A 1 foul back with a one-handed finish. And it's 0-2. And there were thoughts that Melton might have a chance to make the Astros out of spring training. However, he came into spring training and had a back issue as a non-roster invitee. The set and the 0-2 inside missed. Fastball at 93. Melton got into spring training about halfway through, but then re-aggravated that injury, diving for a ball in center at the end of spring. 1-2, and he swings late on a sweeper that would have been strike 3 anyway. Mason Barnett, after he gets a couple of runs in the bottom of the fourth, sits the side down in order in the fifth. We're halfway home tonight. Space Cowboys trailing Las Vegas by a score of 4-1 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
4-1 Las Vegas as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. Every Wednesday night is once again Dollar Dog Night, presented by Texas Chili Company, with $1 hot dogs all night. It's also Goodwill Wednesday, and select Wednesdays are Wagon Wednesday, presented by Hollywood Feed. For full details on promotions, visit slspacecowboys.com. It is Dog Night here at the ballpark in Las Vegas. The berm that is out on right filled up with plenty of dogs out there this evening. Nick Kurtz leads it off for the Aviators. Aaron Brown for the fifth brings home a pitch and a fastball. Outer half for a strike to Kurtz in his 0-1. Brown now at 69 pitches on the night, as he has thrown 50 of them for strikes. The 0-1. And a curveball that's outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Kurtz with a single the opposite way his last time up in the third. Guillorme made a great play to even get it as it was leaving the infield and limited Kurtz from extra bases. Fouls this one back, and it's 1-2 now to the first baseman. Kurtz, the number one prospect in the Athletics organization, and kind of their version of Cam Smith with how well he is playing right now after getting drafted last year. The 1-2, swinging a tipper, and Price just can't quite squeeze it. Out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, last season he set the single season record for Wake Forest for walks in a season. He drew 78 free passes. Pitch on the way, and that is driven in the air to center. Corona, though, looks like he's got it measured, and as he moves on to the sender in center, he's got it for out number one. Bring up Brett Harris. Here in the fifth inning, we take a first look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. We'll start with the major leagues, where the Astros, unfortunately, were held to just one run today as they fall to the St. Louis Cardinals by a final score of 4-1. So the Astros drop 2 out of 3 in that series as Harris unloads on this one deep to left, and that one is well out of here and gone. Third home run of the season for Brett Harris, the third homer that Brown has allowed tonight. And it is now 5-1 in favor of Las Vegas. And Mickey Storey is coming out of the dugout. And it looks like that might be the end of the night for Aaron Brown, as Storey points to the bullpen. So Brown leaves after once again giving up 5 earned runs in his outing. He's done that in all 4 this season. Space Cowboys will head to the bullpen. We'll introduce you to the new hurler on the other side. 5-1 in favor of the Aviators on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They'll turn to the Major League rehabber Caleb Ort, throwing for his second time in as many days. For Ort, in his previous three outings with Sugar Land, 2 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. He's hit a batter, has not walked anybody, and has struck out 2. Gets the left-handed batting C.J. Alexander here after Aaron Brown departs after 4 1/3 innings today. Ort sets chest high, and the pitch home to Alexander, and that's inside with a sweeping breaking ball. It's 1-0. Well, Ort yesterday gave up a solo homer to Daryl Hernandez. That was in the eighth inning. However, we talked about it on the broadcast yesterday afternoon as the 1-0. He is high. It's 2-0. It was a ball that, if that same exact ball is hit in Sugar Land, it probably doesn't make it to the warning track in left field. The exit velocity on it was only 91 miles an hour, and he didn't catch it on the barrel. The set on the 2-0. Missed outside. Ort with a little bit of a spin and skip, frustrated that he's been out of the zone here. Fastball at 94, and it's 3-0. Ort returning from a left oblique injury. I feel like this is probably one of the last hurdles that he needs to clear before he can make his way back to the Astros. 3-0 pitch. Right in there. Fastball at 93 for a strike. And that's 3-1 now to Alexander, who's 0-2 with a strikeout and a foul out his first two times up. 5-1, Aviators leading the Space Cowboys. Or the 3-1. Missed outside for ball 4. So everything has been a little wide to begin this half or this inning of work for Ort as he walks the leadoff man. And it brings up the aforementioned Daryl Hernandez. Well, Ort, along with Forrest Whitley, the reinforcements that are coming to the Astros bullpen. Sean Duman also expected to report here to Sugar Land at some point soon. First offer, Hernandez flails and skies this one into the seats. Foul down the first base side. Hernandez 2-for-2 tonight, but he had a bouncer that was back to Aaron Brown that ricocheted off of Brown's glove that turned into a single in the fourth, and a little blooper into center for a single in the second. Ort the 0-1. Low and in the dirt with a changeup. It's even at 1-1. Well, if you could get something on the ground here, turn two and have Logan Davidson lead off the next inning, I think that's what Sugarland would be looking for. Davidson is 2-for-2 tonight with a couple of two-run homers. The 1-1. Up and in. Price throw down to second, back pick, and a slide back in just in time by Alexander. A lot more backpicking in this evening's game than we're seeing any time in the recent future, in the recent past, where both teams have thrown over to first to try and get runners from the catcher's position. 2-1. Popped in the air, slicing down the right field line towards the seats foul. And so it will be 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Hernandez. A cool moment for Hernandez last week whenever the Aviators were in El Paso. He is from El Paso. So a rare opportunity to get to go back and go home for Hernandez. Pitch on the way, and that misses in. And so the count has run full. Hernandez went to American High School in El Paso. He was born in Puerto Rico, but ended up growing up in El Paso. He was originally a fifth-round pick by the Orioles out of American High School in El Paso, and then traded in January of 2023 in exchange for Cole Irvin and Kyle Verbitsky. The set by Ort. Long hold. And the 3-2 runner goes, and this is shot the other way. It's going to work like a hit and run. And Hamilton misplays it out and right. They're going to put up a stop sign late, but Hamilton kicks it. And now the run's going to come in and score, and Hernandez is going to end up at third. Hamilton, who has played such great defense this season for Sugarland, just made a mess of that one in right field, and it is 6-1. Hamilton misplayed it. They had put the stop sign on for Alexander at third, but then Hamilton, when he's trying to scoop it up, kicked the ball, and it came rolling back into the infield. So Hernandez ends up at third as Alexander scores. And there's still only one out, and now it's Logan Davidson, who has homered twice this evening. Infield draws in with a man at third. Ort delivers home. And a first pitch is a cutter for a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. So Hernandez, it was an opposite field single that was going to move the runner around to third. But then the error allows the run to score. The 0-1. Davidson takes up and away, and it's 1-1. And Ort, clearly frustrated with his command, he just hopped around on the mound a little bit again with a spin. That fastball was at 96, so the velo's there, but just not quite in the zone where he wants it. By the way, they have given that as a single, and then the E9 that lets the run score. And with that, Price is going to come out, and he's going to have a meeting with Ort. And I also don't know if Ort is thrilled with the way that the mound is and where his landing spot is on the bump right now. So 6-1 in favor of the Aviators as they've scored two in the second, the fourth, and now here in the fifth. And now Sugarland with some right-handed action in their pen as Ort is at 13 pitches. Chest high hold and the 1-1. And that's fouled off near the on-deck circle and nearly caught Colby Thomas. Davidson, switch hitter, batting left against the righty Ort. Looks like Nick Robertson, who threw an inning last night, is getting loose in Sugarland's bullpen. Man at third is Hernandez with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Aviators leading the Space Cowboys 6-1. Big pitch for Ort here. The 1-2 offer. High and outside with a fastball. And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Davidson. Now Davidson hadn't hit a homer in his first 13 games, but he has launched 2 tonight. Raised his average to .383 now on the young season. The 2-2 grounded foul first base side. He's skipping past the first base coach, Kevin Kuzmanoff. Colby Thomas waiting on deck. One gone here in this bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-2. Check swing. Did he go around the appeal to third? Yes, he did. Denver Dangerfield confirms that Davidson went around and Ort gets his first strikeout of the night and a big second out in the inning. That strikeout is presented by Now and Forever, fueled by victory and Now and Forever gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam. So, with two gone, it's Colby Thomas. Infield can now back up with a runner at third and two outs. First offer, and Thomas takes low with the sweeper. And once again, Ort comes away looking at the mound I just really think he's not happy with something about where his landing spot is tonight. Thomas 0 for 2 as he grounds this over to third. Guillorme picks it up on the left side. Throws to first in time. Inning over. But damage done. Two runs score. One on a solo homer. The other on a walk. A single and an error. We move to the sixth. It's Las Vegas 6, Sugar Land 1 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
...6-1 in favor of Las Vegas as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Mark your calendars coming up on May 2nd when the Space Cowboys take on Round Rock. The first 2,000 fans will receive a Spencer Arrighetti spaghetti bobblehead presented by Republic Services. It's also another Fireworks Friday with post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at slspacecowboys.com. Just want to point out that we have been on the cutting edge of giveaways in Sugarland. Obviously, last year we did our Joey Loperfido baseball card bobblehead. This year, the Texas Rangers did one of those in the major leagues just the other day. So come out, get your Spencer Arrighetti spaghetti bobblehead as Price fouls this off of his leg and comes out of the batter's box with a little bit of a hobble. He is obviously in pain after fouling off the first offering from the new right-hander, someone Sugarland has seen before, Carlos Duran. And now Takeando is going to check on Price. And Mickey Story is also going to come down the way and see how his catcher and leading RBI man is doing after he fouled that ball off of his leg. Price is leaning on his bat, and it looks like actually instead of his front foot, he fouled it off of his kneecap, maybe on his right foot. Not entirely sure on the replay, but regardless, he got himself somewhere in the lower body. However, he'll stay in the game and stand back in. The new hurler, as we said, is the righty Carlos Duran. Out of the windup, the 0-1. And this is hacked on the ground over to third. Price moving well enough down the line, but plenty of time for Alexander to throw him out for out number one. Well, if the name Carlos Duran sounds familiar, that's because Sugarland has already seen him once this season. That was whenever he was a member of the Oklahoma City Comets over opening weekend. But Duran, out of the Dominican Republic, 23-year-old right-hander, was recently traded over to the Athletics. That came back on April 2nd, so right after Oklahoma City had left Sugarland. Pitch on the way. And Hamilton skies this into right, not very deep. Coming on is Thomas, and out of stretch, he's got it. Little off the end of the bat for Hamilton as he flies out. Two gone in the inning now for Bryce Matthews. Duran was the man that got sent back in the Estuary Ruiz trade whenever the Dodgers acquired the speedy outfielder from the Athletics after he had been designated for assignment. So for Duran, this is his fourth outing with the Aviators. He has alternated between starting and relieving. He made one start after he was acquired. As he misses high with a fastball here, it's 1-0. Bryce Matthews, the batter for Sugarland. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Opposite field homer drove in the only run of the game. He also singled in the fourth. 1-0, and a breaking ball spins to the outer half for a strike. And it's even at 1-1. Six runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Aviators. One run on 5 hits and an error for Sugarland. Down to the belt, Duran, the 1-1. Misses with a fastball at 94. That was off the plate. And the righty-righty matchup with Matthews. The kick in the 2-1. Matthews, a violent swing and a miss over a sinker. And so the count levels at 2-2. And Forrest Whitley looks like he is ready to come on for Sugarland in the bottom of this sixth inning, as he is getting loose in the Space Cowboys pen. The set and the 2-2. Way outside with a slider that had sweeperish tendencies. And so the count has run full now to Matthews with Tommy Sacco Jr. waiting on deck. 6-7-8 in the order has done the most amount of damage tonight. The 3-2. And Matthews stretches out and punches this in the air down the right field line, but that'll find the seats. And so it'll stay at 3-2 now to Bryce. Now Matthews with a homer and the single. Tommy Sacco Jr. is singled twice. And Zach Short walked his last time up. The kick and the 3-2. Low and outside, ball four. Matthews has reached all three times tonight. So the first walk by Duran. And it will bring up Sacco Jr.
Next up, number 14, Tommy Sacco Jr.
So the final line tonight for the right-hander, Mason Barnett. 5 innings, just 1 run on 5 hits, walked 1 and struck out 3. 84 pitches, 50 strikes. Meanwhile, for Aaron Brown, 4 1/3 innings, 5 runs on 8 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Pitch on the way, and Sacco swings and fouls it off. A little dribbler, first base side for strike number 1. Well, Sacco has gone the opposite way each of his first 2 times up. Alexander was shaded more where you would see a shortstop in the first time up for Sacco. Now he's positioned a little bit closer to third, but not all the way over in his normal third baseman position. Hernandez is shaded up the middle. 0-1, Sacco is a little tardy on a sinker to the outer half. And Tommy finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Space Cowboys just trying to get back into this game. Las Vegas has slugged 3 homers tonight. That's how they have driven in 5 of their 6 runs. The hold on the 0-2. Down in the dirt, other side of the plate. And so it's 1 ball and 2 strikes down to Sacco. Now Duran, in his only other time that he saw Sugarland, remember he threw on the Saturday night of opening weekend, 4 1/3 innings, just 1 run. He struck out 8 that night. Righty, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He gets Sacco here. Dialed it up with a fastball at 94, inner edge. Space Cowboys get a 2-out base runner, but nothing else in a scoreless top of the 6th. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's Las Vegas 6, Sugarland 1. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
We go to the last of the sixth inning. Space Cowboys trailing the Las Vegas Aviators 6-1. New hurler into the ballgame for Sugarland is the righty Forrest Whitley, making his third appearance with Sugarland on Major League Rehab. He gets 8-9-1, Susak, Bowman, and then Avens do up here. Right-hander deals home. And the first pitch, sinker at 97, is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1 to Susak. Whitley is 2-0 with the Space Cowboys this year. He's gotten a win in each of his first couple of outings. The set on the 0-1 is off of Susak's foot. Catches it himself. And that is 0-2 now. By the way, the good news, Colin Price is back out after he fouled that ball off of his leg to start the last half inning, or the top of this inning. But he is back behind the dish for Sugarland. So good news to see there. By the way, our mistake, this is the fourth outing already for Whitley with the Space Cowboys. He threw three times last week against Albuquerque. Right-hander chest high set, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on that nasty slurve. Now Whitley strikes out the first that he sees. Brings up Cooper Bowman. The Space Cowboys are saying thank you to nurses and medical professionals on Thursday, May 1st, with Nurses Appreciation Night presented by Houston Methodist. Nurses and medical personnel can receive a free lower bowl ticket and a discount on additional tickets with proof of a medical or hospital email. Go to slspacecowboys.com/promotions to learn more. First pitch fastball is a sinker inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1 to Bowman. Bowman is 0-1 today. He flied to left. He walked back in the fourth. Whitley, the 0-1. Wave and a miss on another slurve, and it is 0-2. Whitley already the velocity on that fastball up to 97. The slurve that he just ripped off there was at 86 and fell off the plates. Whitley coming back from a bone bruise in his knee that he suffered in spring training. Right-hander readies, and here's the 0-2. And that is shot out into right center field and down for a base hit. That's going to head all the way to the wall. Bowman sprinting around first, and he is not going to stop at second. Coming for third, he'll slide in, but there is no throw as Whitley covers an errant throw back into the mound. And it's a one-out triple for Cooper Bowman. It's his first hit of the season. Well, just perfectly placed as it got all the way out near the 380 sign in right center field. Fastball that was turned around to the right spot. So man a third with one out, and Drew Avens will be the hitter. Infield will draw in. So now for Whitley, really going to need the strikeout touch if he can find it. Pitch on the way. And a high chopper, that's going to get out into shallow right field and score the runner. Avon sprinting out of the box, heading for second. Hamilton's throw is wide, and it's a hustle RBI double by Drew Avens. The second double of the game. He collects his 17th RBI, and it's 7-1 in favor of the Aviators. By the way, for Cooper Bowman, a note on that triple for him. He put up elite metrics going from home to second and home to third. He went home to third in 11.45 seconds. As this is fouled off left side by Kurtz on a sinker, it's 0-1. By the way, for a point of reference, that is in the 99th percentile in the major leagues in terms of speed. So even if Corona would have been able to chase that ball down before it got to the track, there's a chance Bowman still would have ended up at third. The set on the 0-1. He is low and in. It's one ball and one strike. So Whitley looks so in command the first couple of batters, but unfortunately a Baltimore chopping hustle double by Evans drives in the run after the triple. The kick and the 1-1. Down in the dirt, 2-1. And now the Aviators have put together something that's incredibly dangerous with this ballpark. And it's the fact that entering today, they were one of the best, if not the best, offense in AAA. The hold and the 2-1. And that is on the inner edge for a strike. Entering today, Las Vegas led AAA in homers. They were second in hits, second in runs and RBIs, and they led AAA in average on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. Whitley heaves aside the 2-2. And a slurve low and in. Nice stop by Price. That was way into Kurtz at 86 miles an hour. And so the count has gone full now to Kurtz, who is 1-for-3 tonight. The flyout, a lineout, and an opposite field single. Infield swung around for the left-hander to pull. Whitley chest high set on the right-hander. Here's his 3-2 offer on the way. And a fastball is fouled off left side. That sinker was at 97 from Whitley. And Kurtz will see the seventh pitch of this at bat. So here in the middle three innings, Aviators have scored at least a run in each of them. Whitley, another 3-2. And that is just low with a curveball, and Kurtz works the walk. Didn't miss the bottom of the zone by very much, but a patient walk by Kurtz, who is the all-time walks leader in Wake Forest history. So two men on, and still only one gone. By the way, that is just the second walk of the night for Space Cowboys hurlers. Both of them have been the major league rehabbers tonight. Third walk of the night. Pitch on the way, and Harris takes a slurve down low. One ball and no strikes. Now, Whitley scheduled to go an inning plus this evening. He is at 15 pitches now. 9 of them have been strikes. One out in the frame. The 1-0. Taken down low. Sinker at 96. Now Colin Price is going to head out to the mound and have a conversation with Whitley, who also is kicking around a little bit of dirt near his landing spot. And the Space Cowboys are getting close to running out of mound visits for this evening's game. Conversation is over. As Price will come back to the plate, Whitley goes to the rosin bag behind the mound, goes to where he thinks his landing spot is, kicks away a little bit of dirt, digs out a little bit on the first base side of the rubber, twirls the ball in his right hand behind his back, now brings it into his light tan leather glove chest high. Resets, and the 2-0 to Harris. Right in there for a strike. Slurve delivered, and it's 2-1. Harris's last time up, cranked a 415-foot home run to left. Otherwise, he's 0-for-2 with a couple of flyouts towards right. Whitley, the 2-1. Wave and a miss. Another good slurve that time. And it's 2-2 now. 7-1 in favor of Las Vegas. Aviators got a one-out triple from Cooper Bowman, a double from Evans, and a walk to Kurtz here in this inning. Whitley, the 2-2. Down in the dirt. Nice stop with the chest protector by Price. He keeps it right at his feet. But the count has run full. Everybody clap your Corona shaded towards right out in center. Hamilton pretty much straight away in right field. Whitley, the 3-2. Runner goes for third. Pitch is low, and it is ball four. Trying to feed another slurve there. So a double and back-to-back walks has loaded it up. And it brings up C.J. Alexander. So just not the way that you would want it to go for two of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys arms who were just so reliable for them last season, but are obviously a major league rehab and coming back. So it's Alexander, left-handed hitter. And the first pitch from Whitley. Inside, he missed with a fastball at 97. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Alexander takes a slurve for a strike. It's even at 1-1. Last season, lefties hit better against Whitley than righties did. Lefties hit .289 against him. Right-hander batters hit just .165 against Whitley. The 1-1. Wave and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 96. And it's 1-2 now to Alexander, who so far today has struck out, popped out and foul ground on the first base side. And he walked and he scored a run on the error. His last time up, an inning ago in the fifth. Whitley, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball at 97 on the inner edge, and Whitley gets his second punch out. Now, nothing fancy about that. Whitley, just a high heater four-seamer at the top of the zone. And with two gone, it brings up Darryl Hernandez. Whitley now up to 24 pitches here in this half inning. Bases loaded, the pitch on the way, and a curveball, outer edge for a strike, it's 0-1. Hernandez is 3-for-3 today with three singles and a run scored. Bases loaded with two outs, Whitley the 0-1. Perfectly painted front door slurve in this righty-righty matchup. And it is 0-2. Well, there's no doubt, Whitley, that slurve has incredible dip to it. It's just putting it where he wants it, and he was able to locate it there. Ahead of the count, now the 0-2. And he fed him another slurve, but Hernandez holds off. That was way low and outside. That's 1-2. Whitley is 28th pitch of the inning. Here's the 1-2. Outside, and he overthrew a fastball a little bit at 97. And the count evens up at 2-2. Space Cowboys do have Brody Rodning, the left-hander, getting loose out of their pen, activated off the IL today if they would need him. The 2-2 offer, and Hernandez takes just a little wide, a fastball at 97. So now everybody will be moving. Two outs and a full count to Hernandez, who's come back from 0-2 down to draw a full count. Whitley, the 3-2 delivery, is right there. Strike three called, curveball on the outer edge. A run scores, though, on two hits as the Aviators leave him full. And we go to the seventh. It's now Las Vegas 7 and Sugarland 1. Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Run scores for the Aviators in the bottom of the sixth. So as we start the seventh, Sugarland now trailing it 7-1. Zach Short will lead it off against the right-hander Carlos Duran out for a second inning of work after he threw 14 pitches in the first. Pitch on the way, and that is well into Short for ball number one. One run on five hits and one error for Sugarland. Seven runs on 11 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. 1-0 is the slider that spins to the inner edge for a strike, and it's even at 1-1 to Short. Now Short walked his last time up, and he struck out back in the first. 1-1. Taken outer corner for a strike. So it goes to 1-2. The set and the 1-2 pitch. Short takes low and outside. And so it's gone full now. Or it's gone even, excuse me. It's 2-2 now to Short. They're on the 2-2 offer. And a flinch. They'll appeal to first. No, they won't grant the appeal. That missed wide with the slider. And so the count is now full to Short. Duran comes downhill, and Short crushes this out towards left field, and that is going to one-hop and head into the left field corner. Short sprinting around first, and he's going to glide into second with a stand-up double, fourth double of the year for Short, and Sugarland gets their second extra base hit of the night. They are officially in business here in the seventh. Kennedy Corona comes to bat. Space Cowboys had a 1-0 lead in this game back in the second. However, Logan Davidson hit a two-run homer in the second and the fourth. Brett Harris a solo homer in the fifth. And then an error scoring another run in that frame before Drew Avens doubled in a run a half inning ago in the sixth. First offer in Corona spoils it foul for strike number one. Now Corona on the 40-man roster for the Astros. Remember, he was originally signed by the Mets in April of 2019, but after 1 year in the Mets system, he was traded to the Astros along with Blake Taylor for Jake Mariznick. Pitch comes in and misses inside, and it's one ball and one strike to Corona. Corona then put together a banner 2023 and was added to the Astros 40-man roster on November 14th. The set of the 1-1. Chases on a slider outside here, and it's 1-2. At the time, Dana Brown said the defense for Corona is pretty special. Has an upside to hit, and he's still pretty young. And Corona just turned 24 a little less than a month ago. Born in Maracaibo in Venezuela. The 1-2 offer, and that is crushed into left field for a base hit. Short had to wait to see what was going to happen with it, so he will only advance to third. However, Kennedy Corona knocks a single. First 2 men have reached for Sugarland. And that'll flip it over to another native of Venezuela. Six, in Luis Guillorme. So Sugarland, again, here in Las Vegas, the game is truly never over. Space Cowboys can attest to that because one of the largest blown leads in franchise history happened here. And a 14-7 lead going to the ninth in 2022 as Guillorme fouls this off left side and ended up losing that night 15-14 in a walk-off as they gave up an 8-run ninth inning. Corona off of first, short at third, the 0-1. And this is fouled back by Guillorme. Mentioned Guillorme from Venezuela. He's from Caracas. However, his family moved to Florida when he was 12 years old. And he actually has dual citizenship in both Spain and Venezuela because his grandparents immigrated from Spain. The hold on the 0-2. And Guillorme fouls it off. As a matter of fact, Guillorme had been selected to play for Team Spain in the World Baseball Qualifiers in February of this year. However, he ended up getting taken off of the roster for Spain because he signed with Houston and was a non-roster invitee to spring. The hold on the 0-2. Inside with a slider that missed. And so the count 1-2 now to Guillorme. He grew up in Florida, and then ended up getting drafted by the Mets in the 10th round of the draft in 2013 out of Coral Springs High School in Florida. Runners on the edges, and the 1-2. Fouled off again, Guillorme stays alive. Of course, as he climbed through the Mets system, he ended up playing here in Las Vegas in 2018. That was the final year for the 51s in their affiliation with the Mets. They then moved into this ballpark in 2019, and that's when they began their Athletics affiliation as the Aviators. 1-2. Taken inner edge, strike three called. Fastball at 96. And Guillorme is down looking for out number one. That's the second strikeout of the night for Duran. And bring up Shea Whitcomb. Now, no one is warming in either bullpen at the moment, so we'll see if after Whitley threw right around 30 pitches in that very long bottom of the sixth, if he does come back out for the bottom of the seventh inning. Whitcomb with two men on and one out waits, and Ron deals. And Shea takes a sinker strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Whitcomb 0-3 tonight. He's grounded out, flied out, and struck out, trying to extend his nine-game on-base streak. Right-hander Duran, the 0-1. And Whitcomb has it go off his bat foul. Checked his swing on a sinker that ended up near the knob, and I think it went right off of it for strike two. 7-1 in favor of Las Vegas here in the top of the seventh, but Sugarland is threatening after Zach Short doubled to start this inning, and Kennedy Corona singled out into left. Right-hander Carlos Duran, here is his 0-2 pitch. And Whitcomb mashes it foul and slicing over on the first base side out of play. Corona, another half step off of first. Duran has not checked on him yet. And the 0-2. And that comes in, and it hits off of Whitcomb's back. He ducked down to try and get out of the way of a slider, and it still hit him. No, I think it hit the bat. Shea tried to duck down, and it went off of his bat for a foul ball. And that is so unfortunate for Shea. That should have been ball one, but instead, it is still an 0-2 count. And Duran is going to call time and clean off his spikes. Yeah, Whitcomb, we heard the loud sound, but as he ducked down, the bat stayed up, and it hit off of his bat for a foul ball. Another 0-2. And that one is crushed deep to left field into the Las Vegas Knight. It is gone. Shane Whitcomb has homered in back-to-back games, and his three-run shot here gets Sugar Land right back into that. They trail it 7-4 here in the top of the seventh inning. Middle slider, and he did not miss it. Fourth home run of the season for Whitcomb. RBIs 10, 11, and 12. And don't look now, but the Space Cowboys have some life here after they've been held to just one run through the first six innings. So now it is Melton, left-handed batter, against the right-hander Duran with one out in the frame. The kick and the offer. And Melton takes a fastball, strike one at the top of the zone. So how do you like that from Shea? Goes from nearly being hit by a pitch to staying alive in the at-bat and launching a three-run blast to left. The kick and the 0-1. Melton, fooled by a slider, he swings over it. It's 0-2. So Zerland's able to cash in the couple of leadoff hits, and with that, the Aviators will have some action out in their pen. Melton down on the count with one out and the base is empty here in the seventh. As Duran brings home the 0-2, way inside. And it's 1-2. Right-hander getting loose in the bullpen is Ben Bowden, who we thought through in yesterday's game, ended up being Hogan Harris, confusing on Jackie Robinson Day. 1-2 again inside. Melton has to duck out of the way of a changeup. And the count evens up at 2-2. So this evening, the teams have combined to score 11 runs. Nine of them have been driven in on homers. The set and the 2-2. And Melton, a sharp ground ball, but out into shallow right. Bowman has it and throws to first for out number two. Now bring up Colin Price.
Next up, number 32.
Again, a check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. Telling you earlier that the Astros unfortunately losing today to the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1. Isak Paredes drove in the only run of the game in the first for Houston on an RBI groundout. Astros were limited to just four hits today. Price swings through a first pitch fastball for strike number one. Cardinals today got five one-run innings out of Steven Matz and then ran out four relievers, including former Astro Phil Maton, to lock it down. The set and the 0-1. Price fouls it back. Meanwhile, Ronald Blanco takes the loss today after he went five innings and gave up three runs. Logan Van Wy allowed an unearned run in the third inning of work, but then Steven Okert, Taylor Scott, and Bennett Sousa all with scoreless outings on the back side. So the Astros drop two out of three against the Cardinals. Next up for them is back home to take on the red-hot Padres on Friday night. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Price down on strikes. However, the Space Cowboys get three runs on three hits, including a three-run homer by Shea Whitcomb. It's time to stretch it here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And now some heat as Colin Price is getting into it with Duran. And now the umpires are going to have to separate everybody. Luis Guillorme and Cesar Salazar are there. And now the Las Vegas dugout is emptying a little bit. As now the bullpens are coming in. Just as everybody is heading back to the dugout, Kennedy Corona and Luis Guillorme, along with Miguel Uyola, not happy. And now our home plate umpire, David Arrieta, is going to have to break it up. But the first fracas of the season, as nothing comes of it other than a lot of words and guys coming out of meeting at home plate. Aviators back to their dugout, bullpens heading back out. Space Cowboys returning to those. A little bit of fight from Sugarland, though. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Space Cowboys now trailing it 7-4. On the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Well, after the benches clearing but no contact incident in the top of the seventh inning, we move to the bottom of the seventh. Space Cowboys now trailing it 7-4. And our home plate umpire, David Arrieta, has just warned both dugouts and warned Forrest Whitley. So if there was any thought of any kind of retaliation after whatever caused the dust up at the end of this top of the inning, if anything happens, then there's going to be a quick hook and an ejection. Here's Davidson, switch hitter, batting from the left side, and Whitley instead decides to go fastball outer half for a strike at 96. It's 0-1. So Whitley threw 30 pitches on the button in the first. 18 of them were strikes. They'll set him the 0-1. And a curveball misses low. It's even at 1-1. We never got a look at a replay, but it must have been something that Duran said after he struck out Colin Price, because Price was originally the one who was kind of heading after him when he was walking to the dugout. 1-1 is high with a sinker at 97, and it's 2-1. Well, tension's running high. Space Cowboys trailing it 7-4, but Shea Whitcomb with a 3-run homer in the top of the seventh to get Sugarland back within striking distance. 2-1, tried to go backdoor with a curve and missed, and it's 3-1. There is some right-handed action for the Space Cowboys in their pen. So it looks like, once again, Nick Robertson is up and throwing. The 3-1. Fastball, that is low for ball four. Sinker at 96, just a little below the knees. So that's the third walk issued for Whitley today. And the leadoff man is on, and they brought him out to at least face one more. Mickey Story makes his way out of the dugout, and that's going to be the end of that. So a pitching change coming up for Sugarland, as Whitley is done after an inning. Plus, we'll tell you about the new hurler on the other side. Space Cowboys trailing at 7-4 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Sugarland will turn to the right-hander Nick Robertson. Fifth appearance of the year for Robertson. 3 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned on 4 hits. He's walked 4 and struck out a couple. Opponents hitting .267 in the early going of the season. And now our home plate umpire Dave Arrieta is also warning Nick Robertson that if he hits a batter, looks like he intentionally hits a batter, he has been warned. So, with that, with a man on first and nobody out, he gets Colby Thomas. The set on the first pitch, and Thomas fouls it back for strike number one. Second straight day that we have seen Robertson. He threw yesterday, came in, and had the seventh inning for Sugarland, gave up a leadoff single to Susak, and walked Brett Harris, but he retired the other three batters, including Thomas, and we got to ground out to short to end the inning. 0-1 is fouled back, and it's no balls and two strikes. The good news, as we said, Thomas and Colin Price, former teammates at Mercer, so with tensions a little high after whatever happened at the end of the seventh, top of the seventh, we should say. Well, not bad to have two guys who know each other pretty well at the plate together. Short lead off of first by Davidson, the 0-2. Low and out. It's one ball and two strikes now to Thomas, who's 0-for-3 today with a pop out to second, a line out to left, and a ground out to third. The 1-2. High bouncer. That's going to be over Guillorme's head and into left field. Boy, the ball, whenever it is put on the ground here, the hops are incredibly high. And Guillorme never had a chance at that as it's into left field for a base hit.
Number 21, Daniel Susak.
So now it brings up the catcher, Daniel Susak. Rest of our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines today. Now, there was day action in the PCL. We were the only day game yesterday. But there were a couple of day games today across the PCL. First offer, and that's a jam shot out into left that's going to carry a little bit. Sacco, though, can get underneath it, get his momentum behind it. Make a pretty throw, pretty good throw into third. Susak is retired for out number one. Oklahoma City got a 3-1 win over Tacoma in OKC today. The big story out of that game, Clayton Kershaw made a rehab appearance for OKC today. 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and a couple of strikeouts for the former Cy Young Award winner. 30 pitches, 22 strikes. So now it's Cooper Bowman, and he shows a bunt, pulls back, and takes down low. Justin Jarvis, who's been really good in the early goings for Oklahoma City, 5 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts as he picks up the win today. James Outman hit his 4th home run of the season, and Estuary Ruiz, who's with OKC, as Bowman, down to any swings and misses, ended up scoring after he stole 3rd and then had a throwing error. So Oklahoma City is now 11-6. They're technically a half game back of Las Vegas. 1-1. He's hit in the air to center, struck pretty well. Heading back Corona, does he have space? He does, just as he gets to the wall. Throw comes in, and the stop sign is put up at third as Davidson tags up on the fly out to center. But two outs, and the lineup will flip back over to Drew Avins. Meanwhile, the Reno Aces put together an incredible rally at Greater Nevada Field this afternoon as they scored two in the eighth and two in the ninth inning, but end up coming up just short today. A Justin Foscue homer, his second of the year, ends up being the difference. That came in the seventh, and it gave Round Rock an 8-3 lead. Reno then got the fourth homer of the year from Rene Pinto that made it a three-run game. And Tristan English and Kristen Pache each drove in singular runs in the ninth, but not enough. First offer misses in for a ball. It is 1-0. Adrian Hauser got the win today for Round Rock. Five innings, just three runs, one walk, and six strikeouts. Loss today goes to Tommy Henry, who gave up six runs in 5 2/3 innings. The kick and the offer, and that is shot in the air out into left. Sacco angling over, gets to his spot, puts the glove up, and makes the catch for the last out. So Robertson comes in with a man on, gives up a single, but nothing else as Las Vegas strands two in the bottom of the seventh. We move to the eighth. Space Cowboys down by just a trio, 7-4 as we do on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a five-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
On to the eighth, Space Cowboys trailing it by a score of 7-4 against Las Vegas. The next replica championship ring giveaway for the Space Cowboys is coming up on Saturday, May 3rd, as Sugarland takes on the Round Rock Express. It's also 60s night. To purchase tickets, go to slspacecowboys.com/tickets. So if you missed getting a championship ring on our first replica ring giveaway, have a chance to get one against the Express coming up on May 3rd. We'll have one more ring giveaway after that. New hurler is the lefty Ben Bowden, and he has once again been warned by our home plate umpire, David Arrieta. If you weren't with us at the end of the top of the seventh inning, the benches cleared. Nobody came together, but there were a lot of words exchanged. Lefty-lefty matchup as Hamilton, one-handed finish, swings through a fastball for strike number one. Well, Bowden, originally a second-round pick by the Rockies out of Vanderbilt, has not allowed an earned run this season, making his sixth appearance, the 0-1. Misses the outer corner, it's 1-1. So far in his first five outings with Las Vegas, Bowden 1-0, 7 1/3 innings, no runs, 7 hits, a walk, and 9 strikeouts. Lefty from the third base side kicks home, and Hamilton pops it up out of play, foul. Now Quincy is 0 for 3 tonight, but he has flied to center, lined to center, and flied to right. Wind is blowing slightly out towards right. Not as gusty as we were expecting based on the winds when we got to the park today. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Got him. Swinging. Goes over a slider. And that is the first strikeout for Bowman. And it'll bring up Bryce Matthews.
Next up, number 5, Bryce Matthews.
Bowman made his Major League debut with the Rockies back in 2021. He's bounced around a little bit since then. First offer to Matthews, right in for a strike at 0-1. It was claimed off waivers at the beginning of 2022 by the Rays and sent to Durham. The 0-1. Inside to Matthews, it's 1-1. He was then designated for assignment a month later and sent outright to Durham. However, he was traded at the deadline to the San Francisco Giants and reported to Sacramento. The 1-1. Matthews takes inside another fastball, and it's 2-1. After electing free agency, signed a free agent contract with the Phillies in January of 2023, and he spent the entire year with Lehigh Valley, where he would have been on the same team as Joe Thurston, who was obviously the hitting coach for the Iron Pigs that year. This is way into Matthews, and it's 3-1. Bryce has reached all three times tonight. He homered back in the second, singled in the fourth, and he walked his last time in the sixth. Now, Bowden last year was in the Braves organization until he was released in July of last season from AAA Gwinnett. 3-1. High ball 4. Matthews has reached all four times tonight. So a man on with one out for Tommy Sacco Jr. And again, here at altitude 14, and in Las Tommy Vegas, Sacco any free Jr. base runners can really start to flip the game around. Switch hitter Sacco will now bat from the right side after he hit from the left against the pair of righties in Mason Bennett, Barnett and Carlos Duran. First offer comes home. Sacco spoils it back to the screen, foul for strike number 1. Now Sacco 2-for-3 tonight. He has singled the opposite way when he was batting left-handed his first two times up, so over on the third base side, and then he stole second back in the second. Bowden looks to first. Long hold, belts high, and now the 0-1. And Sacco, a high fly down towards the right field corner. Thomas racing after it. He makes the catch in fair territory and turns and fires a strike to second. And Bryce Matthews has to stay put at first. And a little bit of attitude from Daryl Hernandez as he kind of stares down Bryce Matthews as he heads back to first. There's obviously a lot of tension between these two teams, and they've got four more days of this coming up here during this series. And Sugarland actually sees Las Vegas two other times this year in Sugarland. First pitch to Zach Short, called to strike on the inner edge. It's 0-1. So Sacco flies to right on a nice play by Thomas. There are two outs in the inning. Short 1-for-2 tonight. He doubled and scored a run his last time up in the seventh, and he walked back in the fourth. The 0-1. Inside a little bit too much that time. It's even at 1-1. Aviators 7 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Space Cowboys 4 runs on 8 hits and 1 error that did lead to a run tonight. The 1-1. Low with the fastball, and it's 2-1. Looks like the lefty Brody Rodning is ready to go for Sugarland out in their pen. He was warming in the bottom of the seventh inning, so it looks like he'll have the eighth. 2-1, high strike. Short can't believe it. Bends back, but that pitch was, according to StatCast, high. I think Short looked to the dugout to find out if he should have challenged it, and the answer is yes. Space Cowboys do have one challenge remaining. They've won one earlier this evening, and they lost one as well. Matthews off of first with two gone. And the 2-2, here it comes from Bonin. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Short strikes out as Sugarland strands a man. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's still Las Vegas 7 and Sugarland 4. Now this from your local stations.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Last of the eighth inning, Space Cowboys trailing Las Vegas 7-4. New hurler is the left-hander Brody Rodning, activated off of the IL today. Rodning making his fourth outing of the season. Two innings worth of work. He's given up four runs on five hits, walked two, and struck out three. Well, right into the fire for Rodning. He gets Kurtz, Harris, and Alexander. Lefty, righty, lefty. Sugarland will look to try and put together a comeback in the ninth. They are trying to stay down by just three. First offer and a spinner. There's a slider on the inner edge for a strike to Kurtz. Kurtz is 1-for-3 tonight with an opposite field single on the infield. They're back in the third inning. The 0-1. Another slider. That was down in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. Space Cowboys got out to a 1-0 lead in the first. Aviators got two in the second, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, and one in the sixth. A three-run homer in the seventh by Shea Whitcomb has gotten Sugarland back into the game. 1-1. Price tried to frame a slider, but it was low, and it's 2-1. You never want to walk the leadoff guy, but Kurtz is a batter that obviously is so dangerous and has hit so well to start off this season. And now he's got Athletics fans clamoring for him to be up in the big leagues soon. They kick in the 2-1. Low and outside, and it's three balls and one strike. Athletics today getting a 3-1 win over the Chicago White Sox in Chicago. The 3-1. And Kurtz grounded the opposite way, and that splits in between Guillorme and short and out into left field. Pitch towards the outer half, and Kurtz just went with it. J.J. Blade with an RBI single today, and then Gio Urshela, a go-ahead 2-RBI triple to give the Athletics the win today. Anderson Beto, who we obviously saw here with Las Vegas over the last couple of years, 5 2/3 one-run innings. Mason Miller got his fifth save today. It was 42 degrees in Chicago today at Guaranteed Rate Field. Meanwhile, for the White Sox today, as time is called, and they're going to say Rodning did not make eye contact. Omar Narvaez got the start for the White Sox today. Had his contract selected from Double A by the White Sox back on April 10th. Pitch on the way, and that goes off the glove of Price and to the backstop as it was inside with a fastball. We'll see how they score that. But Narvaez, who, remember, was with Sugarland last year, he is trying to get to 10 years' worth of Major League service time. And after he had signed with the White Sox, they had sent him to Double-A to begin this season. But now he is at his contract selected and caught today for Chicago. 0-for-1 with a couple of walks for Narvaez. 1-0 comes home, and Harris takes low and in. Now, by the way, they have ruled that as a pass ball on Colin Price. Left-hander Brody Rodning, here's the 2-0. Inside, that goes off of Price's glove, but it stays close by. Must be just a little bit of a mix-up here between Rodning and Price as the ball has popped out of his glove a couple of times. By the way, Athletics will wrap up that series against Chicago tomorrow with a day game. J.P. Sears is going to get the start. Fastball, outer edge strike. Harris is going to challenge and take a couple of steps towards first. He thought that was ball four. We'll get another look at it. First challenge of the night for Las Vegas, and it was a strike. It did indeed catch the outer edge. So Las Vegas loses their first challenge. They have one remaining. Rodning readies, and the 3-1. Harris, a mighty swing and a miss at a cutter, and it's 3-2. Other scores from around the majors today. Rangers get a 3-1 win over the Los Angeles Angels after they got six brilliant innings from Tyler Mahle last night. Patrick Corbin, left-hander, goes 5 1/3 one-run innings today for Texas as they take down the Angels. 3-2 offer, and Harris might have broken his bat on a foul ball down the left field line, and indeed it appears that he did. Meanwhile, the Padres just keep on winning. They got a 4-2 victory over the Chicago Cubs today. Fernando Tatis Jr. drove in a run, and then Manny Machado, an RBI double and an RBI single today. As the Padres continue their torrid start of the season, Nick Pivetta gets the win as he goes 6 one-run innings. Walked one and struck out six. Padres are now 15-4 to start the year. Rodning the 3-2. Check swing. Did he go around? They appeal out to second where Ty Krause is stationed. He says no swing. And Harris works the walk. So now they're two men on with nobody out. And C.J. Alexander, the batter. So with the win today, the Padres are 12-1 at Petco Park. Now, granted, that means that they've only played six road games this year, but they are 12-1 at home. Absolutely incredible start for the Padres. Here's C.J. Alexander with two men on, nobody out. The pitch on the way, and Rodning misses a little wide for ball number one. By the way, Astros with the day off tomorrow, and then they get the Padres coming up on Friday night, so we'll see how San Diego does away from home. Ryan Gusto is scheduled to make his second start. This is in from Rodning. It's two balls and no strikes. Meanwhile, for San Diego, they're going to counter with the left-hander, Kyle Hart, 32-year-old originally drafted by the Red Sox. He was 2-0 this year, but a 5 ERA. Fouled off by Alexander. Coming up on Saturday, Hayden Wisniewski is going to get the start for the Astros against Michael King. And then on Sunday, I'll pencil this in as a good pitching matchup. Framber Valdez against Dylan Cease for the finale there between the Astros and the Padres over the weekend. Kicking the 2-1. Breaking ball is low, and it's 3-1. So with the Rangers winning today, they now have a 3-game lead over the Astros in the AL West. They're a game and a half in front of the Angels, 2 games in front of the Mariners, and 3 games in front of the Athletics. 3-1 pitch is fouled off. And so it'll stay at 3-2. Other scores from around the majors today. Yankees get a home run from Aaron Judge in the 7th as they beat Kansas City 4-3. Meanwhile, after they played a high-scoring affair a few days ago, Red Sox get a 1-0 victory today over the Tampa Bay Rays. David Hamilton homered his first of the year. That's the only run of the game. 3-2, up and in, ball 4, and the bases are loaded with nobody out here in the bottom of the 8th inning for Sugarland. Colin Price is going to get a new baseball, and I don't think that Sugarland has any mound visits remaining. They might have burned through all of them earlier in the game. And now Sean Buchanan is actually going to pop out, and this is going to be the first time he's going to come out to have a meeting on the mound. With that, Sugarland gets another reliever going as Misael Tamarez has started throwing. So not what you wanted. Sugarland got 3 back in the 7th to make this a 3-run game. But Rodney has come out and gone single, walk, walk, and the bases are loaded. Darryl Hernandez coming up to bat. Space Cowboys in the 9th are going to have Corona, Guillorme, and Whitcomb. So you get it back to the top of the order and see if you can let them go to work. But you want to keep this game right where it is. So meeting on the mound is over as Rodney climbs back up atop the hill, and we'll get Hernandez, who so far tonight is 3-for-4 with 3 singles, 2 runs scored, but he struck out his last time up. Infield draws in with no outs in the pitch, and Hernandez hits a high fly to left, tracking towards the corner. Isako, he's going to have room, and he'll make the catch for the out. Tagging, though, from third and scoring is Kurtz. Hernandez just got a little underneath it, but he gets his 12th RBI of the year. And the Aviators get 1 here in the 8th. It's now 8-4. Hernandez misses a grand slam. The other good thing is that Harris stays at 2nd and Alexander stays put at 1st. But now it's Logan Davidson who will bat from the right side for the first time tonight. Switch hitter facing the lefty Rodney. And he takes outside with a cutter. It's 1 and no strikes. Well, Davidson, a 2-run homer in the 2nd, a 2-run homer in the 4th, a strikeout in the 5th, and he walked back in the 7th. And they are going to say that Rodney did not make eye contact with Davidson before he came set. And so that's an auto ball because it's the 2nd time Rodney has been warned in this half inning. And as a result, he's now in a 2-0 count against Davidson. Base open. But not where you want to be against a dangerous hitter. The 2-0. That is low, and a challenge comes from Price. Fastball towards the bottom of the zone. We'll get another look at it here on the ABS system. Space Cowboys have 1 challenge left, but it was below the zone, and so Sugarland is now out of challenges. So it's 3-0 now to Davidson. Harris off of 2nd, Alexander off of 1st, the 3-0. Big cut and a miss on a cutter, and it's 3-1. No action for the Aviators in their pen, so it looks like Ben Bowden is going to try and come out and get the 9th for them. 3-1 from Rodney. Inner edge strike. Good fastball at 91 to get back into the count. And it's now 3-2. Outfield straight away, infield is pushed back, and they're going to say Rodney didn't make eye contact again, and they're going to assess an automatic ball 4. So Rodney walks Davidson, but he only threw two out of the zone in that at-bat, but he's punished twice with a couple of auto balls, and Mickey Story is going to come out, and that's going to be the end of the evening for Brody Rodnan. So a tough way for it to end as he ends up issuing a walk on an automatic ball four, and Misael Tabarez is going to come in and try and limit the damage. Run across, bases loaded, and one out. Space Cowboys trailing at 8-4 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys. One gone and the bases loaded here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Sugarland will turn to the right-hander Misael Tabarez. Seventh outing of the year for Tabarez in his previous five innings. He's given up 10 runs on 10 hits, walked six, and struck out three. So he comes in now to get Colby Thomas with Brett Harris at third, C.J. Alexander at second, and Logan Davidson over at first. So big spot here. Space Cowboys trailing it by four. And now a warning comes here from David Arrieta. And I have to wonder if that is a pitch timer or a set violation, or if that is the warning in as it pertains to both teams with the dust up in the seventh. First pitch. And Thomas fouls it off. Inner edge sinker at 91. First strike number one. Thomas's batting helmet keeps kind of popping off of his head on his swings. That was a good play sinker there for Tamarez, though. See if he can get something on the ground and see if the Space Cowboys can maybe turn two. 0-1. And a pinch misses in. That time he dealt him a sweeper that started around the hip of Thomas, but it missed low. And it's 1-1. Now Thomas a single his last time in the seventh. Otherwise, he has flied out a couple of times and grounded out. This misses in. It's 2-1. Nowhere to put Thomas. Space Cowboys down 8-4. Tamara's in full-length navy sleeves from underneath the gray jersey. Here's the 2-1. Low and out. Three balls and one strike. So now you have to come to Thomas. And the question is, what does Tamarez end up throwing here? Belt high set. And the 3-1. And that's low and outside. He walked him. Ball four, the fourth walk of the inning, and it forces in a run. And it is 9-4 in favor of Las Vegas. Well, not what you would like for Tamarez to come in and throw five pitches and four of them out of the zone. Now Susak comes up. Well, last night, if you weren't watching the action around the PCL, The Albuquerque Isotopes got three runs in a wild way. Pitches in for a strike, it's 0-1. Obviously, last week, Sugarland had their game on Tuesday night against Albuquerque, in which they drew 17 walks, including a couple of bases-loaded walks to force in runs. The 0-1. Front door sweeper is there, and it's 0-2. Well, last night, the Isotopes were taking on El Paso in Albuquerque. They had the bases loaded, and the reliever for El Paso missed outside for ball four, so that forces in a run. Tamara's ready is here, and the 0-2. And Susak hits it on the ground, and that is a foul ball. Nearly stayed fair, but it goes over third and ends up foul. That would have probably brought everybody home. Instead, it stays at 0-2. But last night, after the pitch missed for ball four, the catcher for El Paso threw it back to the pitcher, and he misplayed it. So then Albuquerque had a second man coming in score, and the runner from first, who was walking to second, then tried to advance to third on the ball that got away from the pitcher. Well, he quickly scrambled and recovered it and tried to get the out at third. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Good slider that time from Tamarez as he gets a punch out of Susak for the second out in the inning. So two gone, and Cooper Bowman, the batter, with the bases loaded. But last night for the Isotopes, when El Paso tried to get the runner at third, he threw it away. And so Albuquerque, on a ball four bases loaded walk, ended up scoring three runs. Pinch comes home, fouled off of the leading foot by Bowman. It goes trickling all the way out to Tamarez at the mound. And it's 0-1 with Bowman's foot stinging. 9-4 in favor of Las Vegas. The Aviators have put up two runs in the second, the fourth, the fifth, and now the eighth. And a singular run in the sixth. Space Cowboys one in the second and three in the seventh. Bowman given an extra moment after he fouled that ball off of his foot. And tomorrow is the 0-1. Up and in. One ball and one strike now. The batter Bowman. Just the weird and wild that you never know if you're going to see in the minor leagues last night. By the way, Albuquerque did end up getting the win last night. The 1-1. Fastball off the outer edge. A sinker at 95, and it's 2-1. Of course, here at Las Vegas Ballpark is where Misael Tamarez set his AAA personal record. It was back in 2023, and he came in relief in a similar situation to tonight. 2-1. Skied, but that'll find its way out of play, foul. And it's even in 2-2. And Tamarez had been starting for the Space Cowboys, are throwing in a piggyback role. But in late July, he came in as a true reliever. And he threw 99.7 on a couple of pitches, and he touched 99.9. with his fastball. He's lowered his arm slot since then, so the velocity down a little bit, but he's also throwing a heavy sinker. 2-2. He's driven in the air to right center. Hamilton drifting back, and he leaps, and it goes off his glove and hits the right field wall. One run scores. Two run scores. And Cooper Bowman is into third as he clears them, and Las Vegas blows it open here in the eighth. It is now 12-4 as Las Vegas has scored five. Hamilton ran a long way. He got there, and then it just went off his glove whenever he leapt shy of the wall. And Bowman has his second triple of the night. Lex's first three RBIs of the season. And now Drew Avens is the ninth man to bat. The pitch on the way. And Avens fouls it back for strike one. Well, we said Hamilton has played so well in right field. He had to go a long way to get there, but it looked like he was going to make the catch. And obviously he also had the throwing error earlier in the ballgame tonight. Just not his night in right field. Now the 0-1. Avens takes off the plate with a splitter. And it's even at a ball and a strike. So Las Vegas has gotten 5 runs in this inning. They only have 2 hits. Kurtz led off with a single, but then 2 walks, a sac fly, 2 walks, and now the triple. This is low and outside with a splitter, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike now to Avens, who is 2-for-4 this evening with a couple of doubles and an RBI. So all 4 of the walks Sugarland issued in this inning have come in and scored. Pitch misses low and in. And that's after Sugarland had been one of the better teams in the minor leagues, in the PCL in terms of walks coming into today. They had actually issued the fewest walks in the PCL entering tonight. 3-1 is low, and Avens draws the walk. And so Nick Kurtz will bat for a second time in this inning, as that is the 5th overall walk issued by Space Cowboys pitching, the 2nd by Misael Tamarez. So runners on the edges, still 2 gone, and Kurtz hitting for a 2nd time. Tamarez rocks home, and Kurtz takes a fastball strike. Outer half with a sinker, it is 0-1. Tamarez holds, and the 0-1 offer, low and outside. And it's 1-1. Well, Kurtz, in his last year at Wake Forest, was the team captain for the Demon Deacons and picked up a whole laundry list of accolades. The 1-1 takes outside here. It's 2-1. Was a second-team All-American from both D1 baseball and Perfect Game, and a third-team All-American by ABCA and the National Coaches and Writers. The 2-1. Outer half missed, and it's 3-1. Was also a semifinalist for both the Golden Spikes Award and the Dick Hauser Trophy. The set and the 3-1. Fouls this one back, and the count is run full. Avens at first, Bowman at third, 5 runs across for the Aviators here in the 8th. Tamara's the 3-2, and he got him swinging. Kurtz goes down waving on a fastball. But the damage is done as the Aviators send 10 men to the plate and strike for 5 runs on just 2 hits. They leave 2 men on base, and we go to the 9th. Space Cowboys now trailing it 12-4 on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our 5-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Out the top of the ninth for the Space Cowboys, number 7, Kennedy Corona.
A Five runs score for the Aviators in the bottom of the eighth inning, so Sugarland has a much taller task now. They trail it 12-4 as we start the ninth inning. It'll be Kennedy Corona, Luis Guillorme, and Shea Whitcomb to bat here against the left-hander Ben Bowden, out for a second inning of work after he worked around a one-out walk back in the top of the eighth inning. So here is Corona, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a single and a run scored. Kicking the first offer, and Corona pops this one up into left. Playable for Davidson, who comes on at an easy jog in and straight away left. Makes the catch for out number one.
Next up, number 6, Luis Guillorme.
So I'm flipping over to Luis Guillorme. Mentioned Guillorme played here for the Las Vegas 51s whenever he was a member of the Mets. That is the wild thing to think about, is before the realignment of the minors that they had after 2020, as Guillorme takes a strike, the Mets had their AAA affiliate in Las Vegas, and everyone in their division is on the East Coast. The set and the 0-1 pitch, here it is. Outer half, that missed, and it's 1-1. Now, of course, they weren't alone. Oakland used to have their AAA affiliate in Nashville for a little bit. So three time zones away on the opposite side of the country. The hold and the 1-1. And a little check swing roller out towards short. Hernández charges, exchange fires. In time, two gone. So the last hope for Sugarland is going to be Shea Whitcomb. Of course, the Astros for a little while had their AAA affiliate in Fresno. Obviously out in California. Grizzlies are now a single-A affiliate in the California League, but they were triple-A for a long time. So two gone, and here's Whitcomb, last chance to extend the game. First pitch, and Shea takes high for a ball. It's 1-0. Whitcomb extended his on-base streak to 10 games with a homer his last time up in the seventh. He had a three-run shot. The 1-0 to him. And Whitcomb, a high fly, out into right, not very deep, charging on and making a running catch in right. It was Colby Thomas, and that's going to end the ball game. Space Cowboys fall tonight by a final score of 12-4 against the Aviators. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one, name our player of the game, and get you all set for tomorrow. Space Cowboys fall tonight, postgame show next. All the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need, from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Ballpark as we take you back through today's game. Space Cowboys fall to the Aviators by a final score of 12-4. Eric Green with you here, and we run you back through tonight's action. Space Cowboys got off to a good start in the second. Bryce Matthews, second game he's ever played here at Las Vegas Ballpark. He has homered in both of them as he went the opposite way. The Space Cowboys took a 1-0 lead in the top of the second. Tommy Sacco Jr. then singled and stole second, but was left stranded there. In the bottom of the second inning, Daryl Hernandez with a flare single to center, but then Logan Davidson went the opposite way for a two-run homer. Davidson would add on another homer in the bottom of the fourth inning, a two-run shot to right, and that made it 4-1. Space Cowboys had had a scoring chance on the top of that fourth. They loaded the bases up with two outs on hits by Bryce Matthews and Tommy Sacco Jr., and a walk to Zach Short, but they ended up leaving them loaded. Aviators got two more in the fifth whenever Brett Harris hit a solo homer. Then Caleb Wart came on. He walked C.J. Alexander. And then Daryl Hernandez singled into right. And Alexander was heading to third, but he scored on a failed throw from right field. It turned into an error. And the Aviators led it at that point 7-1. However, Sugarland got back into it in the top of the seventh inning. A double by Zach Short, a single by Kennedy Corona, and then with one out, Shea Whitcomb, it is second home run in as many days and his fourth of the season, a three-run shot. The Space Cowboys were within striking distance. That's where they would stay until the bottom of the eighth inning, but in the bottom of the eighth, it went single, walk, walk to load the bases, sack fly, walk, walk to force in a run, and a strikeout, and then it looked like Sugarland might get out of the inning. Quincy Hamilton made a leaping attempt at the wall and couldn't squeeze it. It turns into a bases-clearing triple by Cooper Bowman, his second triple of the night, and a five spot for the Aviators as they end up taking down the Space Cowboys tonight by a final score of 12-4. Let's go ahead and take a look at your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. In the Pacific Coast League, everything has gone final tonight. No surprise, we're out here on the West Coast. A couple of day games today. Clayton Kershaw threw three scoreless innings today as the Oklahoma City Comets got a 3-1 win over the Tacoma Rainiers. Meanwhile, the Round Rock Express hold on for an 8-7 win over the Reno Aces at Greater Nevada Field. Albuquerque falls to El Paso today 9-6 in their game. And the Sacramento Rivercats lose to the Salt Lake Bees tonight 4-1 at Sutter Health Park. As for the Astros affiliated system today, in single A, Fayetteville Woodpeckers get a 7-1 win over Fredericksburg. They improve to a game over 500. Meanwhile, Asheville shuts out Rome. They get a 2-0 victory today as Asheville throws a one-hitter. They end up getting that victory today. That brings the Tourists back to an even 5-5, so they're back to 500, even though it was a little bit of a tough start for Asheville. And the Corpus Christi Hooks end up falling tonight against the Midland Rockhounds by a final score of 7-3. And on the Major League side of things, Astros end up losing today to the Cardinals by a final score of 4-1 in a day game. Ronel Blanco takes the loss. Steven Matz goes 5 one-run innings for the Cardinals, and then the next four innings handled by a reliever each. Astros drop 2 out of 3 against St. Louis, and now they will head back home with an off day tomorrow before they start a series against the Padres on Friday night. Former Space Cowboys hurler Ryan Gusto is scheduled to start for the Astros on Friday at Daikin Park. It's now time to name our player of the game presented by Top Fan Rivalry. And your player of the game tonight is Bryce Matthews. He reaches all four times that he came up tonight, went 2-for-2 with his first home run of the season, an RBI and a run scored, and he also walked twice this evening. Bryce Matthews is your player of the game presented by Top Fan Rivalry. All right, final numbers from tonight. For Las Vegas, 12 runs on 14 hits, no errors. They leave 11 men on base. For Sugarland, 4 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. They leave 7 men on base. Winning pitcher tonight is Mason Barnett. He's now 1-0. The loss tonight goes to Aaron Brown. He drops to 0-4. And Ben Bowden, by virtue of coming in when he did, ends up getting his first save of the season. Tonight's game took 3 hours and 5 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,444 on what started off as a 78-degree, partly cloudy night here in Las Vegas. With the win, the Aviators are now 12-5. That's good for the best record in the PCL in the early goings. Meanwhile, for Sugarland, they dropped to 7-10 as they fall in their second consecutive game against the Aviators. Next up, it is another 8:35 p.m. Central Time first pitch tomorrow night. Space Cowboys are going to send the right-hander A.J. Blueball to the mound, 1-1 with a 1.38 ERA. Meanwhile, Las Vegas is going to counter with the right-hander Gunnar Hoglund, 0-1 with a 3.45 ERA. First pitch comes your way at 8:35 p.m. Central Time, so we're on the air for you at around 8:30, just a few minutes before first pitch tomorrow night on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network. Well, a big thanks to everybody who made tonight's broadcast possible, including all of you, whether you're with us for an inning or the entirety of tonight's game as we approach midnight back in Texas. We're so thrilled that you made Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. So for our entire broadcast team, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Your final score, the Las Vegas Aviators 12, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 4. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night at 8:35 p.m. Central Time. Until then, good night from fabulous Las Vegas.